Blog Talk Radio.
Yakuza! Yakuza! Yakuza Kick Radio!
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 This is the Bulldozer, Matt Tremont. And if there's one place to listen to on the internet, every Thursday, 9 p.m., Yakuza Kick Radio, Tremont says so. Who wants some?
God help us, Jesus! God and baby, Jesus! Help us!
Ladies and gentlemen of fucking America, this is Danny Havoc, and you have been listening to, or possibly are intending to listen to, the Yakuza Kick fucking radio. Fucking, yeah! Yakuza Kick Radio.
Hell fucking yeah!
My name is Justice Payne, and you are listening to Yakuza Kick Radio.
You're coming to come on Thursday night in Alabama!
This is a brotherhood, and we all stick together. Like my nuts.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
Yakuza Kick Radio, the best in internet wrestling radio, period, bar none, just like Adam Cole.
Everybody's a cunt but me in the world. I don't know what it is.
But you go to the back, and you tell your boss that there's a new Yakuza in town. And it's Yakuza Kick Radio, and we're taking over.
Yakuza Kick Radio has risen from the ashes of bad internet radio and become the premier place for any independent professional wrestler to stop and record their voice.
Well, this is Mr. Insanity Toby Klein, and if you're not listening to Yakuza Kick Radio, then you're weird.
Oh, I don't like the cut of your jib, fella.
This is Greg Excellent, bearded dragon of the Northeast. You're listening to Yakuza Kick Radio. If you're not, probably watching porn and you have this muted. You should be listening to it, Jason Mann.
Where are Biggie and Tupac?
Yakuza Kick Radio.
Give a nigga rope one of his cowboy, guys.
All you have to do is listen to Yakuza Kick Radio, but you didn't. Now look at that doctor, homie. Fuck that. Black D.
Bullshit, man. Motherfucker. Fuck you. Fuck you and fuck you. Who's next?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for the introduction.
Hosted by J-Cat Morris.
You are now listening to Yakuza Kick Radio.
It is Wednesday, January 30th, 2013. Welcome to Yakuza Kick Radio. I'm your host, J. Cat Morris. And this music will stop for a minute. Didn't wait long enough. Well, I'll just talk through it. A little bit of a change of plans. I know I told everybody Chrissy was going to be my co-host again for tonight. And unfortunately, Chrissy came down with a cold like a lot of people have on the Northeast. She's got no voice today, but coming through in the clutch, my homegirl Yolanda will be my co-host for the night.
Hey, everybody. Sorry, the darkie is back. But hopefully I'm going to see you.
Yeah, definitely good to have you. And like I said, last minute, you know, just figured out I'll try to save this show for tonight and hit Yolanda up. And sure enough. So,
I was free.
But I got a lot of stuff to talk about. Obviously, the Royal Rumble just happened, I think. And then Raw after that. And then the got the National Pro Wrestling Day coming up. And the Super Bowl is coming up. All sorts of stuff going on with CZW, too. So we're going to hit a little bit of all sorts of different things. One thing I wanted to start off with, which is, you know, I've been starting off with a lot of random topics lately, so I figured I'd get into this little rant here. I was in Walmart earlier in the week, and, I mean, I know as soon as you say Walmart, you go, well, anything could happen. I mean, it's Walmart. And this is a classic example of where this whole thing gets its name from. I'm walking, and this big fat motherfucker comes walking out of this aisle, And he's got one of these, one of those Axe body spray cans and shit. now he's walking, and the reason why this gets me so bad too is because I got asthma, so I can't deal with all that like heavy perfumey shit. So this dude is strolling, like he's not even stopping his walk. He's got the Axe body spray pointed at him now, about arm's length away, and he just starts spraying it for like a good 3 Mississippi, and he's just strolling like. Dead look on his face, like this is just what he does. So I look at this motherfucker like I really want to punch this guy in the face, and I don't even know him. And I'm like, well, now I got to walk way around him. And then I look, and I'm like, well, this one saving grace is I see in his other hand, because now I'm staring at him, and he's got one of those electronic cigarettes in his other hand, and now he's jamming in his mouth. So I'm thinking, like, the one saving grace is this guy's gonna die from whatever stuff's in that thing. So. But I get so mad about this shit, like, I start just thinking up scenarios, and I start looking at the people with him, just going, what would they look like and at his funeral, and, like, I really start, like, this guy's gotta go. I'm like, this is some bullshit. This guy's walking through the store, and he's just spraying this shit like he's in his bathroom. Like, walking, didn't even break a stride. I'm like, this motherfucker, man. Oh, the audacity of people. I can't stand this shit. But, again, it's Walmart. I guess this is what you expect, so. But.
He said, this dude's got to go.
Like, he does. He's too comfortable with this world.
Like a Walmart truck would have hit his ass or something.
Oh, man, I'm just thinking anything, and I'm like, I hope that thing that he's holding in his other hand kills him. I really do. They recall him, like, next week, but it's too late for him or some shit. Like, I need him gone. It was, like, 15 minutes after we leave the store, and I kept going, like, I can't believe this motherfucker. And my girl's like, you still talking about this? Like, I'm not bullshitting. I was like, you know I'm going to bring it up on the show. She's like, I know. Like, just violence, this is what causes violence. People like that, they're too comfortable in this world. They're just way too comfortable. This shit is not your house. If someone was walking out across the living room in my house doing that shit, I'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? There's a bathroom down the hall. It's just Axe body spraying for like a 3 Mississippi and shit at arm's length. Like, And nobody with him is even turning around looking at him like they're surprised that this shit's happening. They're just like, well, there you go. You know?
It's just like people passing out in New York, you know? You see that every day. You just walk over and keep them moving.
Yeah. I can't stand dumb shit like that. So, how was your week?
I'm picturing this fat ass dude. I'm picturing... a 400-pound man, that's just a man, walking around, and he has kinkles in my imagination, spraying this axe that you can probably barely see out of his pudgy ass hands, spraying
Yeah, it wasn't like he was spritzing it like to see which one smelled better or something. Like, he was just opening that shit up on himself. And, you know what I mean, like, yeah, he had just, like, a giant red shirt that he got in the Walmart, you know, like, no name brand on it, it's just a big red shirt. Got that shit on. I'm like, ah, oh, this fucking guy. I guess he was watching them Axe commercials where all the chicks just show up. That shit ain't gonna happen. Ain't no chick showing up.
Well, what was my weekend? I can't remember. I remember it was the Rumble. You know what? I do have something to say. Oh, God. Well, anywho, I went to go see the Rumble. My last minute went to go see with a good friend of mine that I, my boy Aaron. I will never tell him about. This is the one show I will not tell him about because he'll be embarrassed about what I'm about to say. So. So we've been cool for like 14 years, whatever, but I haven't seen him in the summer. And, back when having wrestling parties were cool, I used to have them, you know what I mean? Group of people for, like, Mania, Rumble, and that. And so he was like, look, I'm going to order the pay-per-view. You know, I'll pick you up. You know, we come down, order food. Okay, fine. And I haven't seen his apartment. I don't know how long he had it. So I go in there, and the outside is beautiful. It really is. I go inside, and his living room, his light don't come on. Okay, whatever. There's barely anything in there. Okay, that's fine. I go in the hallway. It's like a big trail of trash. Like, it's trash day, but outside. Okay, I overlook that. He opens his TV and it is in the bedroom. Okay, whatever. He opens the door, you know, clothes everywhere. All right, I can handle that. We all got those days. Kitchen was all right. No, actually, it was bad too. But that was the worst part. And I will not talk about the one part that was in the kitchen. The worst part is when I had to go to the bathroom. I ran and pissed in the street. Because it was the most disgusting. It was the most disgusting fucking thing I ever encountered in my life. It was like he has not cleaned it since he moved there 4 years ago. Like, it was bad. Like, it was like dirt that had never come off, mixed with hair, cat hair. I don't know what the fuck was in the sink. Oh, I know that shit was gray. I mean, I just felt... You know the arena bathrooms? Remember the arena bathrooms?
The what? Oh, the arena bathrooms?
I'd rather piss there. Like, that's how, I mean, it was bad. And I just thought to myself, man, I will never come here again. I love man. You. You my homie.
That's
you
how,
my
but I, that's I, how I you was, put a party on, huh?
Oh, my God. It was so bad. Thank God for the Rumble, because I would have had in my mind is this nasty-ass bathroom. I just couldn't believe it. Like, this shit is like, and I thought to myself, you knew I was coming here? What the fuck is wrong with you? I know we cool and everything, but damn.
Did he have a bunch of people over, or it was just you?
No, it was a bunch. Maybe four of us, enough, but the rest were dudes, so maybe I guess they don't care, but it was just like, damn, Aaron, this is fun. And then he was complaining about his girlfriend. I mean, even though she ain't shit and don't do nothing with our life, I ain't going to front, I wouldn't want to clean this up either. I wouldn't. Like, you know what I mean? You better fucking help.
Damn, that's some crazy shit.
Oh, man. Yeah. I have to take a. I'm a horrible host, but well, actually, no, I'm not. I want to take you.
The what?
I have to go downstairs and open the door. So I'm a horrible co-host because I should be just sitting in one place. Oh no, that's my food. Sorry, everybody. I ordered food. Thank you. Live on the show, everybody. I ordered food. My bad. All right, cool.
You're not crazy,
huh? Can you hear that in the background? That's the curfew alarm.
Sirens or something?
You think that's the police. It's the curfew.
That's the curfew alarm?
Yeah.
Here you go. Or somebody's house is on fire.
Thanks. You're welcome.
There you go.
All right, cool.
We got Delivery Man on Yakuza Kick Radio.
Well, just to let y'all know, I got a strong bully.
Where do they have curfew alarms at?
I will not say where I reside. I will just say, this is the suburbs, Delaware County.
You don't have to say your address.
No. Well, I hate this town, so I don't even want to say it. Say the town I live in. But where I reside, I don't want to say I live here, because I don't want to get the fuck out. But anyway, in this particular county, they sound the alarm for two reasons, right? Either one, somebody's house on fire, or two, it's the curfew alarm saying get your young ass in the house.
Oh, shit.
So, I remember when first moved here, like, 8 years ago, or not 8 years ago, that's what I'm talking about, a million years ago. And And when my family moved here, and I remember hearing that alarm. At this point, I was 16, 17, something like that. And I heard this alarm thing, and I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I mean, granted, I didn't go out and just stay out all crazy at night, but it was just, I like options. And I don't like people telling me what to do in a sense. So, I don't know. I think it's, well, for me, I think it's BS, but now I'm with them. Sound, raise that shit. Stay your ass out. stay your, go in the fucking house, because y'all ain't up to no damn good. You damn purse snatchers. So, yeah. nasty ass bathroom won't be there again.
And a couple things went on recently involving CZW. I was actually, and you know, we can get into that a little bit too, but what initially it was is the National Pro Wrestling Day, they were leaving CZW out of the event as far as, like, you know, they weren't giving them, like, a match on there or, you know what I mean, like, any of that stuff. And, you know, so they, you know, took it upon themselves to be like, you know, they're against CZW, they fear CZW and all this stuff. So, you know, I understand, they're just trying to get themselves noticed just as much as the other companies are getting noticed, because, you know, why not? I mean, everybody else is, like, you know, all hyped up about this, but then it's like, you know, oh, well, we ain't involved. So I guess they had to make some noise. Well, what they were going to do is they were going to run their Ultraviolent Underground. They're going to start it back up and do an iPay-per-view. So, you know, all death matches and everything. And I wasn't going out to the National Pro Wrestling Day anyway. So I was like, cool, man, I got something to watch the night before the Super Bowl. I'm hyped up for that. So time's going by and, like, nothing's being announced for it. So I actually hit DJ with a message just saying, yo, man, like, I'm kind of looking forward to this thing you got coming up. Like, is it all new matches? Is it, you know what I mean? Like what's going on? I'd like to, you know, hype it up on my show, but, I mean, I don't got matches to talk about. I ain't got nothing. So he's like, yeah, you know, he hit me back. This is, you know, like, Sunday. And he told me, you know, it's all new matches, and he gave me, like, four matches that were going to be on there. And then he said, but there's some issues now. So I said, oh, all right, well, you know, I hope you get it together, whatever. So then now, a couple of days later, you get this big, you know, news update on the site saying, you know, CZW has cut ties with Pancoast Productions and, you know, Wish for Future Endeavors, blah, 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 blah. Which completely cuts them from Hybrid ENT, because that's Pancoast joint. So, I mean, first they were doing the thing with Smart Mark Video, and then they decided to switch over and kind of go on their own, but also, you know, more or less partnered up with Pancoast to get their video stuff done. So then they dropped this, and the next thing I'm going to say is really just speculation, because I don't know anybody, like, I don't know anything specific or wasn't told anything by anyone who knows anything, just from what I've heard on, like, the internet and shit. So take it for what it is. But from what I heard, the problem may have been that they just allowed Smart Mark to distribute a bunch of CZW's newer releases that until then was exclusive to Pancoast. And that didn't, you know, that didn't gel well with them. And they pretty much said, like, you know, we're either going to be exclusive or we ain't cool and shit. So, I mean, that's just what I heard. So, I don't know. It could be something completely different to fuck the relationship up. But either way you look at it, it kind of leaves them at a standstill with what they're doing as far as iPay-per-views. And I'm sure they have a film crew or something. But I don't know. I mean, that's a pretty big thing, because I'm not attending shows. So, if it shows up on iPay-per-view, I'll give you my money. If it don't, you know what I mean? I don't want to tell you. So, that's kind of where they left it. Yeah, but from my opinion, I think the next move is going to be RF Video. He's been working with them a lot. He's been working with Rob a lot over there. You could see him, you know, even in the CZW ring when they did the Balls New Jack crossover thing. He's been helping bring in Tommy Dreamer and a couple other people. So it seems like Rob might be getting his way in there, and he's starting his own iPay-per-view company, so this might be the direction they're going. You know, I don't know. I guess we'll see.
Hmm. Well, that's what you're guessing. I don't want to be assuming. What you're guessing, which sounds like a good plan, would be the way to go. Because I guess let's keep it real. I mean, for the most part, unless it's a huge event, to my knowledge, CZW doesn't draw as probably as much as they would like to, fan-wise. So,
right.
You know, their bread and butter is probably, for the most part, DVDs and iPay-per-views, right? You would
say
so?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, so obviously this is, you know, going to hurt them in so many ways. More than likely, unless, well, no, if I mean, because Fontaine, I mean, he probably will be at National Pro Wrestling Day.
Right.
I would presume. So if he's there today, I mean, not today, Saturday, then he's going to have to, I mean, I don't know. DJ should cancel. Well, I don't know. Was it supposed to be? It was supposed to be on iPay-per-view, right? So that seems.
Well, yeah, no, yeah, but that's canceled. DJ already canceled his thing because the deal blew up.
Oh, all right, just making sure, because I wasn't sure if he was being stubborn. When I was going to say, swallow your pride, DJ, cancel that show. All right, well,
nah.
Good. When's the
I guarantee you, he's going to be standing right there with everybody else on that day.
I'll tell you. I'll text you. I'll be there. I got to be there. I'm a cheap plug. I'm selling, so stop by and buy my shirts.
Yeah.
So I'll be there. I'll be there pretty early, so I'll see. Maybe he'll wear one of his. And I'm not trying to be a smartass either. I actually kind of dug when DJ would come to Jersey All Pro, and I did not recognize him because he was wearing like those Walton shirts. They were like pink or yellow or something fancy.
Yeah.
that's the DJ Hyde I want to see. The one all dressed up.
Yeah.
Like a businessman. So we'll see.
I don't know. But
you think
he's
going to throw a DJ out if he comes in?
No, I ain't going to throw him out. Yeah, Wrestling Fear CZW, and the owner will be sitting there paying for a ticket. Yeah, right. Crazy. He ain't going to be paying for the ticket, man.
That would be hilarious.
Wouldn't it be? Like, oh, we're scared of you, sir. You got to buy a ticket. Let the security check you out. It's kind of funny, though, because it reminds me of the story that Nick Burke told on when he came on here the first time. And he had said that a lot of what happened that actually created Ring of Honor was at the time Rob Feinstein was doing the taping and so was Smart Mark. Or he was doing the taping, I think, primarily at the time. And then what happened was he wanted to get more input into the company. He wanted to be able to, like, have, you know, vendors or himself or something pay for talent to come in. So he would just put on, like, say, you know, he would put on like Balls versus Tommy Dreamer or something, and that would be like his contribution to the card, and he could book it any way he wants, like within CZW, that type of thing. And Zandig pretty much said, fuck you, motherfucker, like, I'm doing what I want with my company. I got Smart Mark over here. I don't fucking need you. And at that point, Rob left. From what Nick Burke's saying, because that's the only way I know it. And he said, you know, he had been talking to Rob, too, and he's like, you know, why don't you just do your own thing? And you know, he's like, yeah, I've been really thinking about it. Next thing you know, you know, Rob gets together with Doug and everything and starts up Ring of Honor. And that's from, you know, what has been said. How Ring of Honor kind of got started, because Rob did want to have like inputs in the company and he wanted to get his way in. So obviously now we're coming full circle. And if that's what he's doing and getting the Tommy Dreamers in there and those guys he wants to see, and he has been, you know, selling on all the CZW shows and all that stuff. So
definitely
very, very possible that this could be coming full circle and, you know, he's going to be back up in there. So I don't know.
Well, okay, as a CZW fan, and probably a long, you are a longer fan of me of independent wrestling, because I just started in 07. So,
yeah.
What do you think if Rob Hochstein is some type, you know, becomes an important player in CZW?
Well, I mean, video-wise, I've always been biased towards Smart Mark. I always like Smart Mark better. Their quality-wise, a lot of Rob's stuff came off kind of fan cam-ish, and I didn't really like that stuff. I mean, he's done good stuff. I'm not saying that everything he's done has been trash, and honestly, he's done the best shoot interviews. You know, he's got the best shoots across the board as far as, you know, all of that's gone. He's pretty much ruled that side of things. But I think Smart Mark's coverage is far superior to any one of these other, you know, production companies out there. I don't know. I've always sided with that being the best coverage you're going to get.
Yeah.
I think it definitely dropped off with CZW leaving them. You'd see camera angles that were just about completely missed on a big spot. And you was just like, wow. I don't know. CZW guys, Smart Mark guys seem to also have a lot more awareness of the crowd around them as well. What would happen is, like, because I've been going there, or I was going there since 2001, and you really didn't get like a constant like cameraman standing in front of you type thing. They kept it moving.
Right.
They'd be there for, you know, a couple beats, you know, whatever they needed to get their shot, and they'd keep it moving. It wasn't just like these dudes were just statues. Well, sometimes with these newer CZW guys, the kid Bronson over there, he would just plant right in front of us for like two matches. And I'm looking at this motherfucker like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, I'm looking at his viewfinder and shit, trying to see what the fuck's going on. Like, the back of his camera. I'm watching the back of his fucking camera to see what's going on. Like, I'm sitting in the front row. I'm like, this is some bullshit. So, and then now I'm critical, you know, because now I'm like, oh, let this motherfucker miss the shot. So, yeah, you get some of these things, he ain't in the right spot because he's standing in the same place. And he's missing angles. And I'm sure Smart Mark took a while before they knew exactly what they were doing. But, you know, if that learning process just turns into now we start over with somebody else, then that was a wasted time.
Do you think, because of, kind of like what you said, where you were saying earlier with Vandit, do you think Rob wants the same thing, like put his input in with CZW?
Do you think he what?
Do you think Rob wants to put his input into CZW?
Well, definitely. When they were booking Sonny, that's when they were going to book Sonny, or actually they did for that one show. That was all Rob. I mean, that wasn't something DJ was like, I need to get Sonny on their show. I mean, that was through Rob. From what I hear, the Tommy Dreamer bookings have been through Rob and stuff. And I mean, there's not a tremendous amount wrong with it. I never liked the nonstop rebirth of ECW. I can't stand it. That's one thing I always respected Zande for, is just like, he got to the point where he was just like, you know, he'd use a guy here and there, but he would just be like, you know what? No. We're CZW, our guys are our guys, and that's what they built their company off of. I mean, there's so many indie guys that made their names in CZW, now look at them now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as a promoter, as, you know, a company, you know, even a fan of that company, you could be proud seeing these guys being so much more successful somewhere else. I mean, if your company is built off of a Tommy Dreamer and a Sabu or a Balls Mahoney or something like that. I mean, if your company becomes noticed off of that, that's still not your guy, you know?
Oh, no, yeah, I get that, but I guess what I'll ask this instead. Okay, let's say Rob finds him put his input into CZW outside of just bringing talent in. I'm talking about period, as helping with storylines X, Y, and Z, you know, because he did help, you know, well, not help, but pretty much create Ring of Honor.
Right.
He wants to really, you know, really be a part. Not just a match, you know.
Right.
Not to bring it for autographs, but actual, real input. Because he's been there and done that.
I mean, it could be good, but the thing with this, there's always that variable, how much control, who's going to say, who's going to override who. It becomes this, you know, you get that too many chefs in the kitchen syndrome, you know, and then the thing turns into just mush, you know. It's just like,
do you think he'll be a good chef?
Well, depends. I mean, if you let one guy cook by himself and he makes some good shit, that's one thing. But if now somebody else jumps in and starts fucking with it and it turns out, you know, so who knows? You know, and if it turns out good, then you can give everybody credit. But if it turns out bad, that's when everybody starts pointing fingers and everything just melts down. That's, you know, indie wrestling as a whole. So I don't know. He could help it. He could hurt it. I don't know.
Okay.
You know? I wish for the best for them, but it just seems like this is going to be another transition period amongst many transition periods. They just transitioned from being in the arena last year, and now we're starting again with the video stuff, and they got a lot of hurdles to cross.
Oh, definitely.
So, yeah, I mean, I hope the best for them. But they got that big pro wrestling, National Pro Wrestling Day on Saturday. It's a doubleheader, right?
Yes.
They got
all day.
Yeah, all day. For everybody attending live, it's free, which I don't remember too many shows like that, especially a big doubleheader thing that they're doing like that. All these companies are coming together. Too many to list. I ain't even going to start. I don't have it in front of me. But, you know, tons of stuff. They're doing an iPay-per-view. They're doing DVDs. Those will be for sale, not free. And I guess, you know, they'll make their money back off of that. But, yeah, I mean, it's a huge event. I mean, they definitely, you know, got a whole lot of different companies, you know, combining, you know, a match here, a match there for each companies. And so I guess that's why CZW got mad too. But what can you do? Yeah, I mean, it should be pretty entertaining.
Well, I look forward to it. There's plenty of people that I haven't got to see wrestle because, you know, I don't go to the Midwest. And sorry, this shrimp will be delicious and all that good stuff. So there's definitely a decent amount of people that I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, I'm going to go on the site right now.
Yeah, give us a...
Let's see here. Well... Oh no! I think the people that I want to see, nobody's heard of. I really like Kaiju Big Battle. I just think it's just a fun concept. You know what I mean? So I look forward to that. You know, some good shenanigans. Ethan Page, I haven't seen him in years. So I don't. He's representing AIW. But from what I remember, he was really good. Let's see, who else we got here? Beyond Wrestling, I'll shout out Chris Dickerson because he's crazy as hell. He's a good talent that I really want to see. I like that ROH, I just had a thought about ROH. I'm so sorry for ROH, by the way. But that's another subject. But, Ring of Honor is going to have, Scum, Steve Corino, and Jimmy Jacobs versus the Briscoes, Jake Briscoe and Mark Briscoe. That should be very entertaining. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
ACH will be there. Yeah, I'm only shouting him out. There's a Rey de Valadores, presented by PW Insider. ACH will be there. Hopefully he wins. And make sure you stop by my merch table, cheap plug, so you can get the new ACH t-shirt, which is pretty fucking dope. I got him looking like a Vegeta as a Super Saiyan. Pretty fly.
Okay.
Tuco is just amazing. He probably will, I don't know, let's say he's like 40-something now. He's still going to be doing all this crazy stuff when he's 50 and still look better than half these young wrestlers out there.
Yeah.
That's probably why Shane Douglas is mad as shit at him. At Extreme, what was it, Extreme Reunion?
Yeah.
Colt Cabana, Mike Quackenbush, that should be fun. Speaking of Tommy Dreamer, he will be there. You know, the Hurricane's going to be there.
Yeah, the Hurricane's going to be there.
Wrestling, that should be interesting. Him and some dude, I don't know.
He'll be in the match across the ring from Ophidian.
Yes, Ophidian Cobalt. That should be really cool. Let's see, we got Austin Chikara match. We got, hey, here we go. We may not have CZW, but we have CZW wrestlers. A.R. Fox versus Shane Strickland.
That's some funny shit, too, because they're having an evolved match with two guys that were at CZW first. It's like, oh, DJ.
Twisting the knife in the heart. Twisting the knife in the heart.
A little bit.
We got some WSU action. Wrestling is awesome. If you have not seen Devastation Corporation, you need to. These dudes are big as hell. They at least got to be 6'6", 6'7", 250 pounds. Really? Old school. They're built like, you know, the old school wrestlers back in the day in the 80s. So.
I've never seen them.
Yeah, they're freaking huge. Fighting Spirit Wrestling. So you got some Maximo action. Will and Joel Maximo. Let's see.
Yeah, those dudes you were talking about, Devastation Corporation, they're wrestling Proud Oak and Thunder Frog, so I'm sure that's...
Yeah, they're pretty much going to die.
Thunder Frog ain't going to work?
Well, you know what? I heard he does, but not for them. I'm sorry. It should be called Devastation Corporation versus Rest in Peace. Oh, man. Hopefully, I know it's going to be on around Eastern Spring Garden. I'm not sure if the cemetery is... is nearby, because they might have to pick a plot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They got Resistance Pro, Darcy Dixon, who looks like a beefed up Dixie Carter, and Jay Bradley. She do, don't she?
Yeah.
Diesel ass Dixie Carter versus Robert Anthony. And one of my new favorite women, Thunder Kitty. I said it, Thunder Kitty. She looks like I fell in love with her because she literally looks like one of the old school women wrestlers back when like Mae Young was actually young.
Yeah, when Mae Young was young.
So I really like that. Like, that's a really cool gimmick. Because she's built just like them back in the day and has that face of, you know, the 40s and stuff like that. So, she can wrestle. So it should be good.
She does. I see her picture, and it does look like you got a time machine to get a tag partner.
I wish that was her true gimmick, that she came back in time to help these girls that don't know what the fuck they doing. That's what it should be. this should be a really, really good match. And from there, you might have to take the lead because I'm going to have to put myself on mute real quick. I got a little emergency, so I'm going to put myself on a mute and come back.
All right.
Okay.
All right. But, yeah, like, you know, we said, it's a doubleheader. It's free for everybody who's out there. It's over, let me see. It is in Derby Ink Gardens, which I think is actually like a roller derby rink. And I think that's like the Fishtown area of Philly. It's 814 Spring Garden Street, Philadelphia. So, yeah, check that out. Like I said, it should be on some kind of pay-per-view, that whole thing. And I think it'll be available on Smart Mark Video at some point, you know, following the thing. The following weekend, CZW will have their 14th anniversary show. It will also be tagged up with WSU. It'll be a doubleheader. They got all sorts of shit like that. But I'm trying to see exactly what's going on for it. Had it up a minute ago, and then so let me see. I don't know. Here we go. And I'm not really sure what led them to book the card this way. to me, it's kind of overkill with the women's matches. I know they're double, you know, headering with a women's match or a women's federation, but it just seems like overkill. You got Masada against Christina Von Eri in ultra-violent something. Air Fox is going to go against Swan, which is great. You know, Evolve did it a whole shitload of times, which, you know, it was really good over there, so I'm sure it's going to be good for CZW, but they kind of got to that game late, even though they had both guys first. You got a tag team titles of Nation of Intoxication defending against Ohio's for Killers, Four Loko, and a mystery tag team. You got LaFisto coming back to team up with Sami Callihan against Adam Cole and Jessica Havoc. You got Greg Excellent, who may be calling in sometime tonight to talk trash about the Ravens-Niners game, because he's a Raven fan. And he's going to go one-on-one with Chrissy Rivera. And it will be an ultra-violent fans bring the food fight. You also have Four Loko's Alex Colon up against Drake Younger. That's possibly a show stealer right there. Fight Club Pro's Chris Brooks will be up against Drew Gulak and more. Yeah, and then that's the night show, and then the afternoon show will be the WSU show, the Ultraviolent Affair. So they got some stuff lined up there for that. Let's see. Trying to see what else I got. Definitely got to talk about the Rumble tonight and the Raw following that. I'm not happy with it, but, you know, I guess we'll definitely have to go over reasons why and what there. Let me see. What does ROH have coming up? Let me see. Sorry, a little bit slow on this, but what can you do? You got the TV taping at the Dew Burns Arena in Baltimore, Maryland on February 2nd, I believe it is. Yeah, so that'll be Saturday. The Briscoes up against Charlie Haas and Shelton Benjamin. And then you got the semifinals and finals of the Top Prospect Tournament with QT Marshall, Silas Young, Tadarius Thomas, and Matt Taven. You got a six-man grudge match with Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly, and Roderick Strong versus the American Wolves of Davey Richards, Eddie Edwards, and Michael Elgin. You got a grudge match of Jimmy Jacobs and Jay Lethal. You got Mia Yim versus Mischief. And Nigel McGuinness confronts the self-proclaimed icon, Matt Hardy. ROH also will have appearing the current world champion, Kevin Steen, Caprice Coleman, and Cedric Alexander, Steve Corino, Rhino, Roderick Strong, BJ Whitmer, and the Truth Martini. So that's what you got going on there, over there in Maryland. So I guess, you know, all the guys in the Ring of Honor that are going to be at the National Pro Wrestling Day will be there in the afternoon, and then they'll shoot over to Maryland. It's not, you know, that long of a drive, and they'll be over there that night for a TV taping. What else do I got? Let me see. Jump ahead to more Ring of Honor, I guess, on that page. Then they got on the 16th coming up in Cincinnati, Ohio. They're going to be doing a main event, six-man tag elimination match. Davey Richards, Adam Cole, and Michael Elgin versus Kevin Steen, Jimmy Jacobs, and Steve Corino. You got Roderick Strong versus ACH. That match is probably going to be crazy. I got to see a lot more ACH's stuff because he was from out, I guess, you know, Texas, that area. And I like his style. It's really, really innovative. And he's starting to really hit the East Coast heavy now. And definitely want to see more of his stuff. So I might have to check a few ROH cards out to see what's going on there. You got BJ Whitmer versus Kyle O'Reilly. Special attraction match of Mark Briscoe versus the Spider Nate Webb. Haven't heard Nate Webb's name mentioned often in a while. So that's pretty interesting. I'd like to see if, you know, he's still doing the stuff he was doing then. And, yeah, I'd like to see him back on a good roll, too. He's always a good dude. And you got Jay Briscoe versus QT Marshall. Also appearing, Charlie Haas, the legal. Huh?
I said JT Marshall, because it's French.
Oh, it's French. Marshall. Okay. Are you back?
I don't know. I just felt like saying it.
So that's what's going on with ROH. Well, all right, because I want to get into the Rumble and stuff. But
all right. Let's do that.
Before we do, I think I want to take a break and play this one bit I got. Now, I'm playing this because it's funny and because I watch this shit all the time. And, damn, I got to refresh this page so I can get it up. Man. I'll talk while I do that. What it is I listen to the Adam Carolla show all the time, and it's like the most download internet podcast has been for like, I think, 2 years or something like that. So they don't need my plug. It's not like I'm trying to hook nobody up or anything like that. But it's funny as shit. And what this is David Alan Greer is a regular guest on there. And they did a kind of a bit on the show where they imagined if David Alan Greer plays Teddy Pendergrass and plays if he were to be punching up like old 60s white bands, like if he were to be trying to team up with them. And David Alan Greer is about the funniest motherfucker you could possibly imagine to do this shit. So check this out. It's like 4.5 minutes. The whole show was like an hour and something. So he does a lot more of this if you want to check it out, but check this shit out.
I wonder if you ever covered I'd Like to Get to Know You.
I'd like to get to know you
before I fuck you, baby!
I'd like to get to know you.
Shadowbox with your titties!
Teddy punches it up.
That would be funny. That'd be a funny session, like spanking our gang, whoever fucking, the fucking, is it spanking our gang?
Day by day.
Oh, Jesus. And night by night, when I
no.
bust a nut in your
Little Rascals?
No, the gang is, the band is, I don't know, spanking our gang.
Was a band.
Yeah, right. So like they're like, Teddy, sorry, this song's about getting to know somebody, and I appreciate you backing vocals here, but... I just, the commentary would probably do without. So this is about a couple that's just meeting together and just kind of discovering each other and getting on. So, you know, this, I'd like to get to know you.
And bust a nut in your weed, mama.
Ted.
Yeah.
This is just about a young couple kind of grooving on each other's vibe.
So you just want to ooze and ah.
Yeah, it's just kind of your background, just kind of harmonizing. So it's just like, I'd like to get to know you.
And box your big titties, mama.
Teddy, we just like, just a little harmony. We brought you in here because you could harmonize.
Yes, I would.
Right.
I'd like to fuck your sister and make her lick your pussy while I'm being digging a baby.
All right, hold on. Chad, stop the recording for a second.
Stop the recording. I'm just trying to do my sexy thing.
Yeah, Ted, I appreciate what you're trying to contribute artistically here. We have this song worked out. We have it arranged. We have the Wrecking Crew in here for just about another 45 minutes.
Go and do your thing.
So they're doing thing. And if we just get a little harmony from you, because you got a great, powerful sound, we just get a little harmony, and we're just trying to add a little of that flavor layer to it, but we're not looking to change the song so much, okay? Just about a couple of seconds.
To know you. Yes, I'm going to make you my chocolate chip, deep, dick, ball, vibing, motherfucker, baby.
Okay, let's stop the recording.
Teddy. No one's doubting your one. Your serious talent. No one is denying your talent.
I get carried away. The song is powerful.
But
the song is powerful.
Gene and I worked on the lyrics.
We worked a long time on this. It's about a girl I met when I was in college, and we really found ourselves falling in love without being physical.
Okay.
It was just really about getting to know each other.
What's
that?
It's about a mind thing.
We got to know each other. Yeah,
okay,
just
cool.
Emotionally.
It
wasn't a physical thing.
I'm
you know,
on board.
It's just about a. Let's just take from the top here. Okay. Yeah, there you go. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Is that right? That's right.
I'd like to get to know you.
Eat my fuck you with my mental dick, baby.
Ted, I think you're missing the point.
With my big black mentally conceived dick muscle. I'll let y'all sound bellum.
No. Ted,
fuck
no,
you.
No, okay. Let's go ahead and stop the recording
for
that.
Fuck you with my imaginary.
All right, can we stop the recording, please?
Mental dick, I want to dig you down.
Teddy, I know I said mentally and emotionally, but I mean raping emotionally.
Well,
I meant,
no, that's,
like,
that's, you say rape, I say make love. You know?
Yeah, no, but I'm saying when we came to know her as a person, as not as a sexual creature or being, but just as an equal and an individual. Okay?
Okay.
All right, and I probably put you in the wrong direction creatively a little with the whole mental thing.
You know what? Just oohs and ahs.
That's what I'm saying. Just, you know, just the harmony.
Okay. I got
okay. Here, let's I take it again.
I'd like to get to know you. There we go. I'd like to get to know you.
I'd like to get to know you after I fucked you.
All right.
Yo, asshole, baby.
Right,
make you come bite the pillow, bitch. You know you like it.
All right, let's stop. You know, let's just take a lunch. Take a lunch.
There you go.
that was dedicated to the lovers.
Yeah. David Allen Greer is funny as shit. He had me dying when I first heard that shit. So. But, yeah, so I guess we'll go ahead and get into the Rumble. I guess they did a pre-show match. I didn't see the pre-show match with Antonio Cesaro. I don't know if you saw that, did you?
No, I because I'm stupid. I don't know what the hell happened. I thought it was going to show on the actual like pay-per-view, like the channel, but on Dish Network it didn't. And so I missed it. So I had to go on Twitter to see if he lost or not.
Right.
So, but it's up to YouTube, everybody. If you do want to see the pre-show, WWE Fan Nation is the YouTube channel to see it clear. So I just pretty much know the result, which is good enough for me.
I don't know. I can't stand when they put these title matches on a pre-show. Dark match title matches. I just can't stand that shit. But so then the actual show, they start off with the big show, which is, you know, that should be a dark match. But they get a big match, you know, big show versus Alberto Del Rio, last man standing. During the match, Del Rio took a crazy bump. He took like a, they were on some kind of like metal swinging gimmick in the back, like on the stage, and he took, it was like a choke slam, but he took it like a hip toss, and took it off there through a table, and it was a crazy looking bump. I thought it was cool. That was the big moment for that match for me. And then you know, at some point Del Rio duct taped the Big Show. He put him in the arm bar, and Ricardo duct taped him to the ropes so he couldn't get up, and then that was that. So that's what they did there.
I just want to say that, I don't know, maybe Ricardo Rodriguez is the duct taping champion, because that was a lot of goddamn tape in a short amount of time, so. That should not be overlooked. Maybe you learned that in Boy Scouts in Mexico.
Maybe. But yeah, so that was, you know, that was what they did there. I don't like big shows matches. I really don't. I mean, I can't do it. Can't do it.
Well, a big show.
And you got Rhodes Scholars versus Team Hell No. And yeah, at some point, I mean, and here's something I also want to say. These commentators couldn't have been more drunk for this show.
Oh, I love Thunderdrunk, especially JBL.
JBL is drunk all the time. Like, he doesn't know the camera's on when they start the show. They're talking, his jaw is, like, sitting on the table. Like, he's got, like, one eye cocked to the side, and his jaw is just open. Like, he always just looks fucked up when they start the show. And, yeah, at some point, King goes, because King, you know, he needed to be drunk, too. So at some point, he goes, Dr. Shelby should come over to SmackDown and make you and Cole hug. And Cole's like, I don't work on SmackDown. So, like, it's just, like, these motherfuckers don't even know what they're talking about. It's crazy. So, I mean, it was a good match. It was a good match. I mean, you wouldn't expect anything different out of these four in the ring. So I enjoyed the match. Team Hell No, you know, retained. But, yeah, I mean, that was some of what I got out of that. Just these drunk-ass ring announcers, and then...
drunk-ass ring announcers.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sitting at home, and I'm like, shit, I could be announcing it. I got a buzz and shit, you know? So, but then they had the Rumble match. And I don't know. I mean, as a whole, I was just really upset with this whole show. And the Rumble match to me was just really disappointing. They start off, Dolph was number one. And, you know, they had already announced that, so I knew that. Number two came out, Jericho. Now, he was the one and only surprise that I think meant anything to the whole entire Rumble. And you expect a lot of surprises and, you know, stuff that, you know, you wouldn't expect or anything. And I didn't expect Jericho back. But to be honest, I mean, he's been gone 6 months. So it's not like, you know, it was like surprise, but all right, oh, you back? All right, then. So it wasn't, you know, mind-blowing. But it was like, oh, that's good to see. So I just surprised that they did it at, you know, number two, if that was their only surprise. So what do you think about Jericho coming back?
Oh, I loved it. I'm going to see that. I mean, you had going to have different views on the Rumble, but when the lights went off and the song came on, or the jacket came out first, I can't remember which one, I did go, holy shit, because I didn't, you know, it wasn't expected for me. And I just thought it was fucking awesome. I love his haircut.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. And he was just awesome as always. So, yeah, to me it was a great surprise, and I really enjoyed his performance, which, you know, it's Jericho. He's always going to be good.
Yeah, he did well. He definitely did well.
I guess nothing. I'm going to save my question until after your Rumble, after you talk about the Rumble.
All right. So then, just to rattle off the next couple that came out, Cody Rhodes came out, Kofi came out, Santino came out, Drew McIntyre came out, Titus O'Neil came out, and Goldust came out. And immediately with Cody and Goldust in the ring, I was just like, man, they really need to put down a feud between the two of these before, you know, Goldust is done wrestling or anything like that. I really think it would benefit Cody to do a feud with his brother and really get heavy on that shit. And he's in a great tag team angle right now, but I don't know how much time they got to do that and make it work right. So I'd really like to see a feud there.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely something there. And this is not one of those brotherly feuds that, will, you know, people wouldn't care about. You know, when Goldust came out, I don't know. For me, the surprises that were, granted, they didn't, I guess, mean something in the sense of, well, I don't know, whatever. It doesn't, look, even though it didn't mean, I guess, anything going further in a storyline per se, I didn't care. I just enjoyed it. You know, Goldust is just fucking awesome. Only thing that I was disappointed was the fact that no dust came out the fucking ceiling like it used to. But for the most part, them two, I do. That shit was awesome back in the 90s. But them two together, you know, the crowd was so into it. You know, not just me and the rest of the crew, you know, looking at the TV, But, you know, the crowd was just so into it, you know. So it, there's a, that's a little sign of people caring, besides, you know, people on the internet. So it got a great response. So me personally, I agree with you. I hope that sometime in the near future of 2013 that they run with this.
Yeah, I would hope so, too. Then David Otunga came out, which immediately JBL's drunk ass was just like, yeah, Jennifer Hudson's out here. And I was like, there you go. Because I can't stand David Otunga. So at some point he was just like, fuck it. I don't like this motherfucker. That's all he is to me. Jennifer Hudson's husband. He just blurts out. That's great. Then Heath Slater came out, then Sheamus, then Tensai, then Brodus. I don't understand why they needed three-man band in this damn Rumble. I just think that was three wasted spots.
Yeah, I agree. Waste. Except for, well, no. I can see, you know, Heath Slater or whatever, if they want to pick one person out, but they ain't need all three.
Nah.
That could have went to somebody else. At least Hornswoggle wasn't in it this year.
I was watching, last week I was watching NXT, and on the show they had Pac on it, and they put Pac and his partner over two of the three-man band guys. They're having, like, a tag title tournament.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they put Pac and his partner over, let Pac do his high spots and all that stuff, so... I was like, man, I mean, even if he doesn't go far and he came in and did a couple, you know, cool flips and, you know, stuff like that, I think that's worth more in the tournament than just Jinder Mahal coming in there. And, I don't know.
It would have been nice if more, I agree, it would have been nice if more people from NXT got to do it except for one. But,
yeah,
I guess as you'll talk about it, you'll understand why that one person, you know, why only pick one person, I suppose.
Yeah. Then after Tensai and Brodus, Rey Mysterio came back, which, again, I mean, he hasn't been gone that long, so it wasn't like, him and Sin Cara coming back. It's like you could barely notice they were gone to me because I mean, they weren't doing a whole lot when they were on TV. So I was just like, all right, well, there you go.
Yeah. And then, I will say, Cara, I did not care. Ray, half a care. I did get one of my Rumble pools, which made me sad inside. But I will say that time off did him good because now he can, you know, wear wrestling gear that shows his that shows his chest now, you know, because before he got fat because he couldn't take any steroids or, I'm sorry, some supplement he was taking. Then he got fat. And so he's wearing that stupid shirt with a big-ass question mark on it. So, all that to say, Ray, that's fine. Sin Cara, not so much. I don't even remember people cheering for Sin Cara when he came out. What number was Sin Cara? Was he like 29 or something? You know what I mean? Like, somebody like him should have been early because somebody, you know, when it gets, like, later in the number game, you kind of, like, get excited more and go, ooh, who's coming out? And then you go,
yeah.
You know, there's, like, Sin Cara. You're like, oh, man, you still alive? So.
All right. Before we go on with this, I do think I got Greg on the line. So let me not waste any of Greg's time. Get him on here real quick. Greg.
Yo, what's going on, buddy?
Not much, man. This is Greg Exlund on the line for anyone who doesn't know. I believe there's a football game this Sunday. And
there's a little bit of a game for all them 49ers fans getting ready to be disappointed on Sunday about 9:30 p.m. I know Jay's included in that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm a Niner fan, and, you know. You're having a retirement party on Sunday night. You know.
Hey, it's, okay. It's been the longest retirement party of all time.
Yeah.
It's,
they keep moving the banner.
Only to Jerry Lynn's.
Yeah, they keep moving the banner. But now in all seriousness, the Bro Bowl or the Har Bowl, whatever they want to call it, you got brothers up against each other. Ray Lewis retiring after this. I mean, this guy's a first ballot Hall of Famer. I mean, no maybes about it. But
there's a lot of storylines going into Sunday, and you know what? You know, I actually, in real life, when I don't get to put on, you know, fancy underwear and stuff like that, in my real life job, I have a guy who's a big 49ers fan. So we've been going back and forth for like the last two weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you can't take anything away from the 49ers. You should have been there last year. And
you know,
shit happened the way it did, you know, as it was, and you know, this year was their year to get there. You know, to all the Giants fans who relished in the moment last year, you know, I know Homicide's a big Giants fan, Eddie Kingston's a big Giants fan, you know, they can sit down and watch your boys play from the NFC side. You know, as far as the Ravens, you know, they're, of course, like I said, there's plenty of stories. You know, Colin Kaepernick, you know, guy who's, you know, started the season on the bench and, you know, concussion later for Alex Smith, you know. Now Cap is the starting quarterback, and the guy's dynamic, and, you know, he's going to be a hard guy to stop. You know, of course, the Ravens side, there's Ray Lewis. There's, you know, apparently he fucked a deer, and now he's got superpowers. I didn't watch the whole story, so I don't know exactly what happened. All I understand, there's a deer and an antler involved. I assume it was
sexual. Oh, he's on some of that shit?
I assume it was sexual intercourse. But it's gonna be a hell of a game, and I'm really looking forward to it.
As am I. I don't know. I got to the point now. We keep upsetting these people who swore that we were gonna lose, and you know, I gotta be confident at this point. We haven't lost a Super Bowl ever, and I don't know. Cap's an animal.
I don't know this for a fact, but I think you guys were. I mean, I know for us, the Baltimore Ravens, we've been underdogs. You know, we're underdogs against Denver. We're underdogs against New England. We're underdogs here. I think this is the first time you guys have actually been favored. I mean, I'm sorry. I think you guys were 2-point favorites against Atlanta. But obviously the same thing. I mean, you guys have a similar story. You know, you guys you're not supposed to be here, but you are. But we'll put on a hell of a show for sure. I actually called, you know, to talk shit with you and, you know, to holler at that little rat, Chrissy Rivera, but she's not on the show. She's sick. Whatever bubonic plague she has.
she'll be back on next week, so I mean, you're more than welcome to call up. And just prior to your match with her, you're having an ultra violent food fight, is that
you
what
know what Jay, I've just decided in my old age that I'm just gonna try to kill the wrestling business in just about any way I can, and I guess this is just the next logical step, is to wrestle a girl who's under 5 foot tall in a food fight in a professional wrestling ring. I mean, if you can't, like, I don't know what else I can do. I mean, I mean, a couple of years ago, Les Thatcher was in town, and he told me I was disrespectful, and, you know, the wrestling business doesn't have any place for people like me, and so I figured I might as well just try to ruin it in any way I can.
Or at least make your own place where nobody else saw that.
Oh man, but yeah, I'm excited. It should be a good game Sunday. Looking forward to getting in there and doing something messy and disgusting with Chrissy Rivera. And just, you know, that's anytime you're doing something with Chrissy, it's gonna be messy and disgusting. So
yeah, well, you know, I definitely cannot wish you luck on the game on Sunday.
I likewise, my friend. Likewise.
I was
listening to the show, but I do know you're an avid 49er fan. Whenever I see your Facebook stuff, I'm like, oh, I know he's got that 49er nonsense going on. And I'm not going to hate on him because of it. That's fine. It's all well and good. And I'm sure next week when I call in, there'll be some taunting one way. There'll be some gloating one way or the other.
Right. Absolutely. I'm honestly not the best shit talker pre-game. I'm not. I wait until the game's done and then it's go time. It's just.
That's exactly it. I get nervous. I get so neurotic, like I'm going to jinx something.
You start thinking about your words when the ball's moving downfield. Like, why did I say that? This isn't
right.
This isn't
exactly
what's going on. So
exactly.
I was happy last week against Atlanta, down 17-0. I wasn't telling people we were going to kill him before the game. So I'm like, just come back, just make it happen. And sure enough, so happy to be there.
Well, I think Matt Ryan's a chump anyway. I've always felt that way. And, you know, I'm a Joe Flacco guy. And he's my bland Joe. That's who he is. He's just boring old Joe. He's just some guy who plays quarterback. And, you know, he's pretty good in the playoffs. And everybody, I don't know what it is. Like, people around this, like, especially in my neck of the woods,
You know, either you love him or hate him. And
mm-hmm.
around here, like 60-40, people like hate to love. Like, people have never been happy with the quarterback situation since we won our last Super Bowl. So it's, you know, everybody brings up the Matt Ryan thing. Well, you know, he's a good quarterback. He's got big numbers. And, well, the guy's just not a winner. I mean, he just doesn't. I mean, you know, he's good during the regular season. You know, he takes team to, you know, 13-3 a couple of years ago, 14-2 this year. You know, but you know, they can't win the big one. You know, they can't when it comes down to it. You can't get to the dance. So, and he's a chump. You know, it's just that's all I got to say about him. But so I was glad to see you guys make it there. It's going to be a very, very fun, physical, violent football game, which is what football should be. I'm sure Willis will be all over the field. You know.
I'm sure
our defense will be swarming. Hopefully Bernard Pollard puts a good hit on Vernon Davis, and we'll all have a good day. Well, at least I will.
Yeah, well, we could see. 6 Pro Bowlers on our defense. It's going to be more than Patrick out there, so I'm looking forward to it, man.
Most definitely. Well, all right, man, I'll let you get back to business. I'll be listening to the show probably late tonight or early tomorrow, so be good, and I'll talk to you guys next week.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for calling in.
See you, bud.
All right. Yeah, so that was Greg Excellent. You there, Yolanda?
Definitely.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I just had a little pregame to do with him. You know, like I said, I'm not the biggest shit talker before the games. I actually absorbed so much shit talk all playoffs to the point where I got death threats afterwards. Because,
really?
Oh, yeah. I talked about it on the previous show. I'm not going to give him any more airtime, so I'm not going to mention the guy's name. But he calls himself a wrestler.
No.
What?
Death threats, jeez.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you would have loved it. I got death threats. He used clan words and all of that. It was quite an outing. It was nice. But, you know. So anyway, Rey Mysterio did not threaten my life, just so anybody knows out there. So yeah, then Rey came back, like you said, I guess, better the shirt situation. Then in came Black Cena.
Ah, yes.
So he was there.
He was there.
I'm sorry. That tag team gives me a stomach ache. I can't stand it. Oh man, I can't do it. I mean, there's only so long before they have him up against Cena in a mirror match.
Oh, I look forward to it.
They cut his hair and put him in jean shorts and have him waving his hand in front of his face.
Oh, man. Then he'll be fired.
Maybe. But, so then they did, it seems like every Royal Rumble now, they're trying to add some kind of athletic move or something that keeps it more creative. So, like, a guy would stay in when he would normally be out type thing. Kofi seems to be the flag guy for that now. And we'll go on to Raw after this, but to preface that, Tensai is being used as a joke in every possible way they can use him. So Tensai gets eliminated. Kofi gets eliminated, but then jumps on his back. Now he's hanging on his back like his pops just brought him to the zoo or something. And, or, you know, he's sightseeing on dad's shoulders or something. And instead of, like, Tensai being mad as hell because he just got eliminated and just, like, tossing this dude or powerbombing him or doing something, he just kind of puts him down on the announce table. Like, hey, get off me, buddy. I got stuff to do. You know? And he just walks away. So now, like, Kofi uses a chair as a pogo stick. Well, a chair with wheels on it that he could have sat on and pushed himself over to the thing. But instead, he had to use a chair as a pogo stick back to the apron and immediately get Enziguri'd in his face and kicked out of the match. So it was like,
Oh, man. I don't know why they do this.
You know, they could have... When he got on the table, I thought, okay, what cool spot is he going to do with him, you know? Last year, he did, like, a handstand. That was pretty dope, you know?
Yep.
And maybe he was looking around, and then maybe he thought to himself, fuck it. I ain't going top last year. This is what I have to do. JBL, get the fuck up.
Yeah. Well, he damn sure didn't top last year. I think last year's got to be the coolest spot with all the Royal, you know, the Royal Rumble should have been eliminated but not eliminated. The other really cool one was when Morrison got kicked out and he clung on to the guardrail situation, the barrier, and then he tightrope walked it and jumped back to the steps. I thought that was cool as hell. So I'd give it to Kofi's last one. And then Morrison on that. But this year, I don't know about that. Especially when you got a chair on wheels that you could have just pushed off the table and glided to the ring. Like, I don't know why you're hopping up and down with the damn chair, but, you know,
well,
whatever.
Yeah, maybe he would have messed up and I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. What if he did do it, right? But he didn't give himself enough oomph and then he was just in the middle of the floor?
Well, Botchamania would have loved that. I don't know. I just thought it was, you know, and it's like, oh, he got back in, and immediate dude doesn't even get back in the ring, and he gets knocked out. I was like, oh, all right.
So then
next up, Bo Dallas, formerly Bad Boy Bo Rotundo, he won the NXT 8-man or whatever to get in there, and. He was in there for a long time, too. He came in there. And then the Godfather came in for about 2 seconds. I don't know what the point of that was.
That was the best payday he probably ever had.
Yeah. I mean, that was fast as hell. He was out of there quick. So
I just wish... Okay. Whatever reason it happened, whatever... But because they knew, obviously, it was going to be so short, I wish he had more hoes.
Yeah.
I do. The fact that the disappointing part of it was not the fact that he got knocked out so fast. The disappointing part that he only had 2 hoes.
Well, I mean, that's one way to look at it.
And that was. All those girls in the locker room, he didn't get more than, and then the hoes he got. Like they just found him off the street. He could have did better with the girls in the locker room. They got nothing to do. It wasn't enough hoes for my case.
Then after that, Chrissy's boy Wade Barrett came out. He loves him some Wade Barrett.
Chrissy. Yeah, he's fine. High five, Chrissy.
Well, and then John Cena came out.
Oh, sorry, that is a
reason. Then Damian Sandow, Daniel Bryan. I'll just pretty much read off the rest of what happened. Daniel Bryan, Tonio Cesaro, Kali. I can't even believe he got there that fast because I expected him to be still coming to the ring when the next guy got there. And he I don't know, he walked a little faster than normal. I think they told him, like, dude, we only have so much time. We got to, like, count this clock down.
They probably shot some of that shit in his hip. You know, that adrenaline?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you ain't going to be out there that long. Just like a horse, like when they steroid him up for vitamin B shots.
Exactly.
So,
just got to go around
Just go around the track once, man. You just need them. But then you had Kane, Zack Ryder, Randy Orton, Jinder Mahal, Miz, Sin Cara, and Ryback was the last one. And like you said, you get down to these last ones, you're like, oh, who are we gonna get? And it's like Jinder Mahal, Miz, Sin Cara. Really? You're like, you got one left, and you know Ryback's in this. What the fuck is this? So. It gets down to the last five in the ring. You got Orton, Cena, Sheamus, Ryback, and Ziggler. Orton runs around, RKOs everybody. And then and then right away it's just like Orton out, Ziggler out, Sheamus out. Cena wins. It's like, I thought the Royal Rumble was supposed to have some kind of surprise element or something you wouldn't see coming. Something that the fans wouldn't expect. Maybe set up a WrestleMania match that's going to excite people. And last year they did the whole Rock Cena, never before, maybe never again, and then the next year it's going to just do that again. I don't understand.
What would you have liked? Just curious. What would you have preferred instead?
I mean, honestly, I would rather Ryback in a main event just because it's different.
Why?
Just because it's different.
Different don't mean good.
It could be. I mean, and you could turn something into a three-way before then, too.
I love you, but I'm totally disagreeing. He barely did a good job in that, what the fuck was that match? What was that first match he had with Punk in a cage? What the hell was that?
Yeah.
Fucking horrible. Horrible. With a capital fucking H. No, Ryback ain't with me.
But I would go with Dolph. I mean, Dolph would be my first pick. But obviously they're playing games with him and his money in the bank and stuff like that. But that would be my first pick. I mean, it does come down to what guy are you going to put in the WrestleMania main event? And there's only so many guys. So seeing as that, like, oh, damn, I'll worry about this guy. But then I also thought, you know, there was rumors, hey, maybe the Undertaker type thing. So set up some kind of, like, I mean, if in a situation like this, this is, you know, I mentioned it last week. Other people had mentioned it and, you know, isn't fully my idea, but it would be the ultimate push to CM Punk. If you put him over The Rock and then The Undertaker wins, he comes back. He could come in at number 29 where Sin Cara was at. He wins the Royal Rumble. Now you're going into WrestleMania, Taker's streak versus Punk's streak with the belt. You know what I mean? Like, and Taker going 20-0, he doesn't need to win another one. So his streak would still go 20 straight. No one's touching it. And if anyone were to beat it, that would be the ultimate rub to CM Punk. Now, oh, of course, that's not what they're doing, but I don't know. I mean, there's just different.
How do you know they're not going to have Punk versus Taker? Just, you know.
But the big part of that that's broken already is the Punk streak with the belt. Yeah, Punk streak with the belt versus Undertaker streak with the rest. Those type of things would make so much sense, you know, up against each other. But, like,
true.
Unstoppable. Who else is unstoppable? Oh, the Undertaker. You know, like that type of thing.
True, but at the same time, the Undertaker is almost like a belt in his own way. He's bigger. Undertaker's streak is bigger than a title when it comes to Mania. So if Punk is champion, you know, or not, if he gets to, you know, Russell Taker, that's almost better than, you know, a championship.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have been cool, yes, for him to have the title, but it's not necessarily bad if he doesn't.
No, I hear you. I don't know. I just don't like John Cena being in the main event of WrestleMania, and they just keep having to go back to that. And,
well,
you know
I agree. You know, I agree with that.
Yeah. And it's like, there's such a young generation, and it seems to be on the cusp of being a new generation of the main event. You got your Daniel Bryans being real headline guys, like becoming household names, CM Punk holding the title for all that time. They become household names, but the WWE just cannot get that. They just have, like, this attachment to the past, and they can't stop bringing, like, the Triple H has got to come steal someone's heat. The Rock's got to come steal someone's heat. And then they go away, and the rest of the year, these new guys, they got to hold it down. So it just becomes tiresome when they continue to do that. I mean, it is what it is. They're like, as a fan of the WWE, it's like you work for this giant corporation that no matter what kind of ideas you have to make the company succeed, whether they listen to you or not, they're going to be millionaires, billionaires. They don't need your shit. So you could be as loyal as you want to. You could hang out all you want to, be happy when you want to, but they're going to do what they want at the end of the day, and it doesn't matter who's happy or not. You know, that's kind of what their deal is. They are a money-making machine, so that's not going to change anything about them.
Yeah. Well, that's the key phrase that you just said, sentence. They're a money-making machine, and that's why they will have this year, Rock or Triple H or Brock, even Brock, throw his in there. Because why? They want to sell out WrestleMania. And as mean as it sounds, with their current roster, they probably think they don't have enough weight to sell out. And y'all will hate me for this, but in a sense, they're kind of right. Yes, as fans of the independent scenes, we can praise X, Y, and Z, but I think, I'm pretty sure that there's more WWE fans versus us. Pretty sure of it. So, unfortunately, they're not going to cater to our indie-loving needs. You know what I mean? They're going to cater to WWE, to the core of the WWE stands for profit, straight up. So, for people who are crying, y'all going to keep crying. You know what I mean? It sucks.
Yeah.
But it's truth. They want, for all the people, they're like, why Rock is here? The bottom line is they want to sell out, especially at this venue, because it's New York / New Jersey or New Jersey / New York. They want to sell it out, and you're going to get names that's going to sell it out.
Yeah.
It's true.
A couple random facts I checked out about the Royal Rumble. What?
I'm Kane scared to actually, know your facts.
Nah, well, Kane actually has the most Royal Rumbles entered. He has 15. And second to him is Shawn Michaels with 12. Under that is Rikishi with 10, Taker with 10, and the closest to that is like Big Show and a couple other cats with 9, Big Daddy V with 9. And so Kane, I mean, if he could stretch a couple more years, I don't even think someone's going to touch that. And then
that's just
being in. And plus, I think he won 2. Let me see. Winners. Trying to see. Maybe not. I'm trying to see. I don't know. But then another thing about Kane, he's the second in most number of eliminations. He's got 37 all time. And Shawn Michaels has 39. So if he goes in next year and eliminates 2 people, he's tied for first and eliminates 3 people. He's got the most eliminations in all time.
Let him have something.
Huh?
I said, good. Let him have something.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty impressive because, I mean, he's been around a while and he's just been doing his thing there. And, I mean, the numbers below him, someone's got to, like, pretty much sweep, like, a rumble in order to catch up, I think.
It's going to be a while for somebody catches up to that. So, good for Kane. That should surpass Sean.
Yeah. So, it was just some random shit I just saw. I was like, that's pretty interesting. I didn't know that.
As evil as it sounds, next year I want Mae Young to enter the Royal Rumble, and I want Kane to throw her out. I think that'd be great.
Like a hip on the way out?
Take our last bump.
And then that was the Rumble. It's John Cena shit. The John Cena show. Then The Rock went up against CM Punk, and it wasn't a terrible match, but again, I ain't happy with them taking the belt off him. Not like that, especially to that stupid-ass elbow. It's not like he lost to the Rock Bottom. I mean, he used to just beat scrubs with the elbow, and like he'd beat someone with the elbow after a couple of rock bottoms and like a back and forth and this and that. And, you know, they did all right with the match. You know, the match wasn't horrible, but I mean, you got The Rock back until probably Mania, and then he'll be off doing movies. So I don't know why you would use this dude to break the streak that Punk had going. I know you're saying, you know, money and stuff, but I mean, you could have sold tickets just having The Rock there wrestling anybody. You didn't need to put the belt on him. So.
Oh, to be honest, as much as, you know, I like hooping and hollering at The Rock, I'm a realist, and, I'll just say this. I did not necessarily want The Rock to win. I wanted Punk to keep it. I like the fact that he has a streak. You know, Punk is awesome. So, and I didn't think The Rock needed it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it was kind of like I didn't know exactly who was going to win, you know? You know, it was up in the air. I would say it was definitely 50-50 for me because they could have went either way. But I did want Cena. I did want CM Punk to win. I really did like the match. I like how they started out. They usually start slow, usually with matches, but they start out fast, quick, and, you know, electrifying, if you will. Slowed it down a little bit in the middle and really picked it up, you know, towards the end. And a really cool spot. For rock marks like myself, and some ready to do the people's elbow before he kicks his leg up, how the lights went off. That was cool, I have to admit. Because I'm ready to jump out my whoop and holler, you know. And then the lights just cut out. You're like, God damn it.
And the dumbest shit about that, though, was, again, going back to the drunk-ass fucking announcers, is fucking Michael Cole. He's acting like the lights are fucking bright as hell. The Shield, oh my God, it's the Shield. What are the Shield doing here? I can't believe the Shield are here. Like, why do you turn the lights off so the announcer could scream what's going on in the dark?
That is true. But JBL, though, he kept it real. Shut up, you stooge.
Yeah. But that shit was like, what the fuck is going on? I don't know. It's just...
But
you know,
it's still
nothing surprising about a restart, but, I mean, should have been some mystery.
Well, I mean, for me, it still didn't kill it for me because, you know, it was, I mean, we all, not to say we all knew, but, you know, it was just so cool how it happened, and you heard the passing, and all of a sudden the lights come on, and, you know, Rock's all knocked out, Punk is, you know, kind of sneakily, you know, looking like he had nothing to do with it, but oh well, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Punk's facial expressions were priceless. I mean, I loved it. And then, you know, Rock is heavy as hell. He tries to, you know, pull his ass in the ring, and then 1, 2, 3, he got pinned, which I guess should piss a lot of Punk fans off because, you know, he gives the Rock, everybody's happy. Well, you know, for the most part, Punk fans are happy. I'm cool with it. I ain't care. But the smart mark in me looked at the time.
Yeah.
And said, ain't no way in hell this over.
Yeah.
And I think Vince come out, right? He's ready to, like, strip the belt from Punk.
And
Rock in a drunk-ass state basically says, you know, restart the match. And,
No. The Rock's not going to let in like that. And then, Vince McMahon, you know, says, oh, well, restart the match. And the match actually restarts. Now, I agree with the ending. I was shocked that it ended with that damn elbow. I know, front. I knew that the elbow was going to happen because it should happen. But I along with everybody else, totally disagree that it should have ended with an elbow. I can't remember if Punk really got beat up between them. I don't think so. But it should not have ended with an elbow. It definitely should have ended with a rock bottom. I think less people would complain if it at least ended that way. So I don't know. So we'll see what this. We'll see what
how it goes from there. I don't know if there's a does Punk get a rematch or is it straight on the paper? Because that's next month.
Yes, he does. They announced that on they got into that on Raw. We'll get into Raw.
I said, oh yeah, I forgot.
We'll get into Raw in 1 second. What I want to do, and I got to apologize to the people who listen to me frequently because I've played this. This is going to be the last time I play this because I don't believe you've heard this, and I think it's funny as hell. I actually played it last week, and I played it a different time. But what this is, and again, anybody who listens to me regularly, just skip forward like 6 minutes, and you'll be straight. This is this radio station, they do prank calls, and there was a husband, wife and husband. The husband had ordered a pay-per-view, was watching the WWE pay-per-view. The wife walked in, was like, you know, turn this shit off. I want to watch my shows. He was like, I can't turn this off. It's a pay-per-view. I paid for this. And she bugged out, and they had a huge fight over it. And so he called the radio station and had them prank call her, because she bugged out about the thing. And I can't hear John Cena's music without thinking of this ever since I heard it. So check this prank call out. It goes on for like five, almost 6 minutes. So just bear with it. This shit is funny as hell, though. So I swear it's the last time I'll play it, everybody out there.
I'll give you my opinion afterwards.
All
right.
There you go.
Hello?
I have just one question for you. Are you ready?
Am I ready for what? Who is this?
Are you ready for this Sunday night when WWE Champ John Cena defends his title in the WWE SuperSlam? Right now you can order this awesome pay-per-view event for just $59.99.
I'm sorry, no, there is not any chance in hell that we're ever going to have wrestling in this house again, but thank you, but no. Have a good day. Hello?
And goodbye to anyone standing in John Cena's way when he takes on six men in a Steel Cage Chutes and Ladders match at WWE SuperSlam. Order now and save $10 with a low price of just $49.99.
Sir, you guys just called me, and as I mentioned before, we're not ordering this, so please stop calling my house. Thank you and goodbye. Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Champ?
Who?
Champ? Is Champ there?
Who is Champ?
That question will be answered this Sunday night!
Listen, hey, sir, please quit calling my house.
The Undertaker.
Quit calling me.
CM Punk and even Triple H and The Big Show in a spit-swapping makeout match.
Listen, hello? Hello? Can you stop screaming in your little sirens and whatever that is? Can you knock it off for 5 seconds? Not interested. Stop calling my fucking house. Hello?
I'm watching you.
Excuse me?
That's exactly what The Undertaker told John Cena! But will he be able to take the belt from the mightiest champion in WWE history at this weekend's WWE SuperSlam?
For the love of all that is stop calling my house
John
before
Cena.
I get your number. I will track you down and absolutely tear you
Ladder.
To pieces. Do you understand me? I know who you are. John Cena, crazy motherfucker. Stop calling my house now. No wrestling, no super motherfucking slam is happening in this house. I swear to Jesus, if this is those wrestling f***s again.
Okay, good morning. Hi, I'm just calling this morning to ask if you're a supporter of the United States military.
Oh, my God, I apologize. We've been getting calls all morning. I apologize, and yes.
Fantastic.
Yes, I am.
Great. Are you a supporter of the Marine Corps?
Yes, absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Great, because a former decorated member of the United States Marine Corps needs your support.
And his name is John C. I'm going to get in the ring and put boots down.
You? Are you kidding me right now?
WWE.
Are you kidding me right now? I can't even handle this. I cannot handle this.
Available right now at a low price of only $39.99.
I can't believe you're still calling me. I'm about to lose my I swear I'm about to call the police.
Hello. You have a collect call from
John Cena!
Will you accept the charges?
Oh, f*** your mother. Listen! Stop calling! Is listening not your strong suit? Is, but you're not hearing me. Shut your f***ing beaten down brain from Super Slam and listen. I am not. I don't care if they're $59, $49, $39, or 39 f***ing cents. I don't want it. It won't happen. It's not coming on my TV again. It won't be allowed in this house. Do you understand me? Never again will there be wrestling here in this house. I'm going through closets and taking out t-shirts and burning them and calling the police and telling you that you're harassing me. Stop it now. I am calling the police. Good luck to you. Have a nice day. F*** yourself.
Yeah, so that was pretty much it. And then they called back and told her it was a joke.
The funny thing is that I played this on my show already.
Oh, did you?
I did. Shit. That shit was hilarious. I like at one point where she's like yelling at him. He's like, popcorn, soda.
Yeah.
Like, yep. Singing random shit to her.
That's funny. Yeah, I didn't know you heard that yet. Oh, well. So what can you do?
Sorry for our husband.
Oh, man. She must have bugged the fuck out.
He probably got no vagina for a month.
Yeah. Oh man. But anyway, so then Raw, they went into Raw and started with Punk freaking out, and you know, he's yelling at everybody. He was robbed and he won and all of that. Vince comes out and teases firing Paul Heyman over a video, and he's got evidence and a conspiracy and da 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 da. So they start out with that thing. Then they go into Antonio Cesaro versus Randy Orton with Miz as the ref. First off, every time they do this Raw roulette shit, I can't stand it. It's one of the worst ideas in WWE history.
Why? Huh? Tell me why you hate it.
Every one of these things were a horrible idea. Every one of them. It was just like, all right, well, okay, here's a ref match. And it was like, oh, well, here's the guy that you don't like. Oh, that's surprising. You know, so it's just like, oh, this is really like the random spin of a wheel. This is some bullshit. And then, you know, you see like the rest of this stuff. It's goofy. The whole thing is just like, oh, yeah, Ryback in a make-me-laugh challenge. It's like, come on with this shit. So, Miz distracts Cesaro and Orton wins. It was non-title, so for now, Cesaro's still got a belt.
All right.
If they got Orton up against him for too long, that's curtains for that belt on him. But because they don't like the job Orton very often. So then in a make me laugh challenge. The Primetime Players versus Ryback.
They were robbed.
They were robbed. They're supposed to make people laugh, and then Ryback just beats them up. That's it. Squashes them, and then squashes Stryker, and what is that? I don't know. I can't stand these ideas. It was just like, oh, you didn't like Rumble? You're really not going to like this fucking show. So, that's what they do. Bo Dallas and Wade. And Bo Dallas ended up winning, so they got him on the main card. And now Wade Barrett's off. Huh?
I wonder if did they slap him on the roster yet. I'm gonna go see now. Actually, I'll go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah, I'm imagining he's up on the main card now because I mean they just put him over Wade Barrett on Raw, and you know now I guess they're gonna feud the two of those guys. So yeah, I'd imagine that's his step into the main card. He's been on the lower card or the NXT card for a while. Like I said, he was Bad Boy Bo Rotundo, and then they decided that wasn't working and made him Bo Dallas. So I guess now he's up here. But
he's not on there yet.
On the roster page?
Yeah, I give him some time next month. He'll probably be on it after he has like a real match. Well, not a real match, but I don't know. He might be on a pay per view or something. I don't know. Next month.
Yeah. Then you. Yeah, they could. Elimination Chamber.
There's no Elimination Chamber. That's a waste of spot.
They got what? What do they got?
Colleen that's another wasted spot.
Yeah. That's the thing, too. I think they're only doing a SmackDown Elimination Chamber, right?
No, they can't. No, they better not. That's horrible. It's supposed to be two. It's a Raw and a SmackDown. SmackDown goes first, Raw goes last, and they got the filler in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, I hope, but from what they were saying, like, they really didn't hype up anything that was going to happen with a Raw actual chamber. The only thing they hyped up on the Raw side was a world title match with, you know, Punk and Rock.
They shouldn't do it this soon. He just had a damn Royal Rumble, for Christ's sake. I think the pay-per-view is not till the 17th or so, or some-ish. Elimination Chamber, about to see now. They got time.
So I think they'll actually have two pay-per-views before WrestleMania, right?
Yeah, so Elimination Chamber is in 17 days. I don't feel like counting, but I think it's the 17th. The 17th of February, and then, all right, what's the other one? And then some stuff. I don't know when March is, because it ain't Mania, because Mania is in April.
Right, Mania is
April, so. They might not have nothing in. There's no way. Well, so far,
nah,
they don't got nothing in March. Because, they already have, the pay-per-views laid out so far. It's Raw that has, Elimination Chamber, and then Mania. So, I don't know what the hell they're going to do for March. Interesting.
I would be surprised if they didn't have a pay-per-view in March. Because, if anything, they'd do more, not less, you know?
Yeah. Huh. Well, that'd be a first, I think. I don't remember last year. I don't know. We'll see. March will be very interesting with no pay-per-view.
Yeah. Then they do Cena versus Cody Rhodes, and Cena wins and the Shield attacks.
Good job, Shield.
Huh?
I said, good job, Shield.
Yeah, they triple-teamed Cena, and then Sheamus ran in, but so then it was a triple team on Sheamus, and then Ryback came in. It was a triple team on Ryback. So they ended up pretty much getting over on all three of them. And that was that thing. So I'm guessing that's what they're going to do for the Elimination Chamber, right?
I would think, let me see, would they have all three of them in there for Raw?
I mean, if that's the case, if they are going to do a Raw, yeah, I don't know, though, because that's more of a tag team thing. I could see them doing it.
Well, I know what you're trying to say, because usually the champion is in the Elimination Chamber, but this time they could have it where, it's, I guess they wouldn't do that either. I was going to say I was going to shot. They want to change the rules a bit, but that would suck if they only had one chamber. It really would.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know. I was hoping.
Sure.
I was actually hoping
they got a couple of Raws to build it up.
They do. So we'll see how they go about this, because I think it'd be a shame if we only have one chamber. I actually was looking forward to Raw's because The Rock, I feel like this, because The Rock is not, you know, wrestling as long as everybody else, I think he should be like in an exhilaration program, almost like getting a certificate. So, like, because he's only wrestling a few times, put him in the most craziest matches in a short period of time. So, something like the Elimination Chamber, I think if he was in something like that, I think less people would shit on him. Because he's going, I'm actually hoping, not for that, but just because I like both, you know, what the gimmick match is, the chambers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, how do I want to make it exciting? Because, well, I don't know. We'll see. I don't want to talk shit about SmackDown, but I'll just say we'll see.
Yeah. So then, a classic example of why I think this whole concept is garbage and why they're treating Tensai like a bitch. Literally. They spin the wheel and it's like, oh, it's going to be a lingerie match. And then they pan out and it's fucking Tensai and Brodus Clay standing there. And like, you got to be kidding me with this bullshit. So then Tensai's like, damn, and he walks away. And then Vicky's like, no, we're not going to let that happen. And so then she spins it to dance off. And then she's like, oh, yeah, Brodus, make sure you tell Tensai, which, you know, anytime you're against someone, you clearly are the one to go tell him something. Like, so he doesn't tell him. And then Tensai comes out in lingerie, and now he's dancing against Brodus Clay. I mean, the writing is on the wall. Tensai is dead in the water. Like I said, his monster push is completely squashed. I mean, you can't put a big-ass dude like that in lingerie and have him dancing and shit, and then he's going to get over as a tough guy again? Like, it's just death.
Well, that's their fault, because you put him in a gimmick that's equivalent to, what's that Rikishi gimmick back in the day? That's who you reminded me of. Some gimmick that they put fucking Rikishi in with the face mask and some type of outfit that reminds me similar to Tensai's entrance gear. He doesn't look like somebody you would take seriously anyway. He just don't. Unfortunately.
Well, it's different from when they had him as the hip-hop hippo and shit, but,
you know.
He doesn't
look as a damn hip-hop hippo because it just wasn't cool. It wasn't. He looked like a joke from the gate to me anyway. And unfortunately, also for him, that sucked was that he got all, like, I guess they thought people would forget that he was Prince Albert. WWE didn't forget that. You know?
Yeah.
Wow, everywhere he got Albert a chance. Loud, too. Like, I was going to punch a fan in the face.
Yeah, but I don't know why you would, like, why would you ignore that? You know what I mean? Why wouldn't they just package it like, yeah, this guy used to be Albert. He spent extensive time in Japan and came up with, like, changed into this different dude. Like, he's not even the same as he used to be. Why not, like, hype? Everybody know he's not under a mask. He's just the same dude with something on his face. Like, they should have just spun it instead of being like, oh, we'll just pretend like the fans aren't yelling that. They should have been like, all right, well, you know. Yeah, that's the guy that used to be Albert, and then he went over to Japan, and this dude doesn't even speak English at people no more, or something, you know, like, make sense.
Yes, I agree. I totally agree with you, but now that's not going to happen. Now, him...
No, he's dead.
Oh, no. He's going to turn back to, I don't know, the phone, Tensai, and Brodus Clay's going to take him under his wing.
Yeah, he's going to be one of the Funkettes now.
He should be. He already had on a frilly panties on. He's on his way.
He's going to learn to kick his leg real high and then rub his butt against somebody else.
He's going to drop it like it's hot.
Yeah, that's not good for Tensai. Since I'll be back in Japan in no time.
Yes, pretty much. At this point, he's probably like, you paying me? All right, good.
Yeah. Yeah. So then they got a. Then they got a Big Show and Del Rio and a body slam challenge, which is like, you know, kind of a silly idea to begin with, but then it's just like, we ain't even paying attention to that. So we got the one big guy just paid attention to a lingerie match instead of blowing that off. And then this is a body slam challenge, and then the Big Show just beats him up and tapes him to the ropes and beats up his manager. Don't really understand. I don't really understand. Like, some of the wheel you got to pay attention to, some of the wheel, don't worry about that. Just beat them up and tape them to the ropes. So they, you know.
Okay, all right. I guess I'll be a devil's advocate on that. I guess because, you know, the fact that how he lost, not lost, but how, I almost lost the title. Because it's like how he lost the belt was, you know, like, what the fuck? Duct tape? Like, what kind of shit is this? So I guess, you know, you just lost, you know what I mean, in a fucked up way at the Royal Rumble for a title shot. I mean, I don't know. I guess in a sense, would you give a fuck about a body slam challenge too?
No, but you ain't, like, heel or face. You're not supposed to be able to just do some other shit instead if this wheel is the way the show goes.
No, but you're a heel though, so you don't pay. You don't go with the rules. You know what I mean? You want your revenge. You're like, man, fuck this shit. Fuck them body slam. What the fuck? I'm gonna get out of that. No, I'm gonna embarrass your ass. And you know your what's your face? Your ring announcer, your best friend, your brother, whatever the fuck it is. Well, I'm gonna fuck them up right in front of you. You can't do nothing about it.
So. Yeah, I guess. Well, I just kind of scrapped the idea to. The little bullshit challenge, and then I would have understood it if they didn't make it a little stupid body slam challenge and shit. Made it some kind of match, and then he turns the tables and does it. I understand exactly what he did, but I don't know. They could have called it, you know,
want to see a slam challenge?
The what? No, but they could have called it any damn thing. They could have called it anything, and it was just like, well, they're going to not do that, so.
Oh, well.
Tea and Crumpets challenge and shit, and then it was just like, we ain't doing that, so we're going to do this instead now.
I'd rather that, a tea and crumpet challenge. I like that.
Some kind of shit. But, so then they had Tamina versus Caitlyn with the rest of the girls.
Yes, did you see her lesbian eyes, by the way?
Around the ring, they're the you know, Vegas dancers and shit. They were all dressed up as Vegas dancers, showgirls. And they're supposed to be some kind of, you know, lumberjacks or lumberjills or whatever they want to call them.
Mm-hmm.
And, and then eventually they just start fighting each other and then the match is over.
Now this shit, now you want to complain about everything else. This is the ultimate didn't make no fucking sense at all.
Oh, the whole show went that way. That's what I'm trying to say.
Worse. No, I hear you, but I think this was possibly the worst. Like, it really made no sense. Okay, they're wrestling, blah, 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 but where did the fight start? Like, and I said, poor Divas, they really get I don't give a fuck treatment. Since I got more, got more respect than them to me, because, like, all right, they're fighting, whatever, and all of a sudden, the Divas fighting outside, and they come in the ring and fight. And then that's it. And then Caitlyn, I didn't even see Tamina, but like Caitlyn just walks out, like literally just walks up the ramp, like, oh, fuck it.
Yeah. Yeah, they both kind of did that.
Yeah.
They stared each other a little bit and was like, all right, then it ain't happening today. So, all right, we out.
No count out, no nothing.
Yeah.
The worst.
Yeah.
They might have just had like a bra and panty match. That's what they teach. Might as well have had.
Yeah, instead they had Tensai and lingerie.
They should have put them in the match with the Divas.
Then The Rock came out and did his thing. You know, talked a lot. Kind of generic rock promo. Then Punk came out and he tried to call him out to the ring. You know, he said, you know, come bring me my title. And Punk, you know, Rock's like, well, why don't you come in the ring and take the title? The one part I thought was funny about that, he's like, oh, yeah, come take the title. Oh, or you're a punk-ass bitch. And he's like, oh, all right, yeah, that's cool. I'll be a punk-ass bitch because it's cool to swear, ladies and gentlemen. And he just kept with the same shit, yeah, punk-ass bitch and this and that. So, you know, they kind of went back and forth, but he pretty much led to, yeah, well, you know, see you at the pay-per-view type thing. So
actually, another funny part was how he said, you know, when he was trying to say, I want my title shot, you know, but he was like, I'll be at, let's just say, I'm just making up places, you know, Dallas, Texas on you know, Thursday, and then Philadelphia on Saturday. Like, he names all the house shows that he was going to be working at, but he knows damn well the Rock ain't going to show up.
Yeah, that was good shit, too. Yep, absolutely.
Cool points for that one. That was hilarious.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Then you had Sandow and Sheamus tables match. And
Sandow.
Yeah, Sandow's, I mean, he's off the hook. That match was really good. I liked it a lot. Sheamus hit the white noise through the table and shit in the corner, so he caught the win off of that. But, you know, it was a good match.
I agree.
Then they had what?
No, sorry. I'll wait.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I'm looking at this roster, and I'm thinking, no wonder they had some the roster is not bad. But at the same time, I guess there really isn't any stars yet. In a sense, like, not as many as they would like. Like, unfortunately, there's only one Cena. You know, Punk, you would think Punk is number one, but in essence, he's not. It won't be Cena because he draws the most money when it comes to the kids.
Right.
And the sponsors and all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
he's
and
the action figure.
Right. The human action figure. And then, you know, you're looking at I'm looking at the people there and the real good ones that possibly, you know, are a little bit of star power, all injured, but they're still on the roster. And then you got the ones that we like, you know, the Day O'Briens and the Canes, but, you know, they got tag titles, so they're not going to, you know, go after, you know, heavyweight anything. You got, you know, Ziggler, our Hope. You got people I haven't seen in a while. Like, what the hell is Evan Bourne and Ezekiel Jackson? You got Mason Ryan on here. Like, what the hell? Hunico, Jack Swat. You got a whole bunch of people that's all superstars.
Yeah.
That's pretty much. So, I don't know what the fuck they're going to do. Mark fucking Henry? What the hell?
Yeah, I don't know where he's at. I guess still heard or something.
At the end of the day, I hate to say it. At the end of the day, I don't want to say, this is going to be mean. I don't want to call this a shitty roster, but I get why. This is why WrestleMania is going to be the way it is. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Sorry, y'all.
So then I go back to why the idea for this roulette nonsense is such a piece of shit is they bring the Great Khali out to sing Shawn Michaels' theme song.
Oh my god!
What is more disrespectful to Natalya, making her walk out with Khali, or giving her the fart gimmick?
You know what? So many people say the farting gimmick. I'd rather she had that.
Yeah, I don't like this. Her hanging out with Khali, jumping up and down for that song.
They look like the damn oddities. That's what they look like. That's what it reminds me of. And it's horrible. And I feel so. I don't know. I feel sorry for her, but at the same time, you know, she. Oh no! Bless her heart, because she puts on such a beautiful, strong smile, like everything's all good. Maybe it is for her. Maybe she's just having fun. Maybe she knows it is what it is, and she gets to wrestle during house shows and stuff like that. But such a great, you know, wrestler, and it's just, I don't know, it just sucks. I don't know, man. Kylie's just a fucking waste of space and time and everything.
You ain't like his voice?
Fuck that dude. No! How dare he? Yes, I mean, besides me, you know, liking The Rock, I'm a huge Shawn Michaels fan. That's my favorite forever. And for, you know, I'm already booing Kali in front of my damn screen, and all of a sudden he picks Sexy Boy. I didn't even listen to it. I put that shit on mute. I couldn't even torture myself with that shit. I just put that on mute. What the fuck, man? This dude is the worst. Fucking abortion hands Kali. That's what I call him. Fucking abortion
hands. And then Zack Ryder just kind of stood there, and then the three-man band comes out. And
they're just in there.
And the first thing I think about when I see this three-man band nonsense is Jimmy Rave and Lance Hoyt with Christy Hemme. Didn't they just do that same shit?
Pretty much.
It's not like WWE to steal TNA shit. It's usually the other way around. And that shit didn't work in TNA, so I don't know why they think it's going to work over here.
I have no idea.
If that bullshit was going to work somewhere, it would have worked in TNA, just because what else is going on in TNA? WWE's got better ideas than that. They don't even have a Christy Hemme. They got, you know, Jinder Mahal.
That is Christy Hemme.
Huh?
That is Christy Hemme.
Yeah, that's a different version of that.
There you go.
Man. So then you got Jericho comes out. And he's doing his thing, and he gets into it with Dolph Ziggler, and that was pretty funny. Jericho, one thing, I mean, 6 months gone, he was a super heel when he left, and now he's back, and he's a face, like, immediately. And, I mean, I know people are happy to see him because he's back. I just don't fully understand that. I think Jericho's always best as a heel. So, I guess we'll do that for now. I guess, you know, at some point he'll flip around or something, but can't see how long they can keep him a face. I mean, maybe they're short on faces for Mania, you know, named faces for Mania. Maybe that's what they're doing. But, I thought it was funny when he started talking shit to Biggie Langston. He's like, you got some huge pecs. He's like, oh, shit. It was some pretty funny stuff he was doing.
Yeah, I didn't realize how juicy they were myself until Jericho said something. Those things are ginormous.
Then they teamed up.
Huh? I said Pastor Langston.
Then they teamed up Ziggler and Jericho to go up against Team Hell No. And,
that was cool.
Yeah, I mean, it was all right, but you knew, like, they weren't going to go well as a team, and they did, like, exactly what you would expect them to, you know. He slaps Kane on the back and then runs out, like, oh, he did it type stuff, and, I mean, you know. But do they now go back to a full-fledged Jericho-Ziggler feud? I mean, Ziggler's kind of got to cash his thing in before WrestleMania is over, so.
No, actually, he doesn't, because he didn't win it at Money in the Bank. Wasn't at Mania, I believe. It was his
but
own
I
pay-per-view.
Thought that was still the deal, no?
It shouldn't be, because it's supposed to be a year, or, you know what I mean? So if they use it that way, I mean, my guess is that either at the end of, I mean, if I was Ziggler now at this point, either use that, either cash that in at the end of the Hoosie Boo, and in a match between, I suppose, Rock and Cena, I think that I probably please some people that are crying about them, you know, about them wrestling each other again. So Cash and Punk, not Punk, Jesus, Ziggler wins and everybody's, you know, jerking off. Yay! Blah, 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 Cash and or he might go the next day. So we'll see. But I think he has a whole, I think it's a whole year.
Is it from pay-per-view to pay-per-view?
I think so. Don't quote me, but that would make sense.
Yeah, it's very possible. I just know it's always a WrestleMania thing, but, I mean, you're right. They did used to have the Money in the Bank in WrestleMania, so it would make sense if it is different now.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see how they pull that one off.
All right. Then they announced Trish for the Hall of Fame, which I think is definitely good. You know, she was one of the best, like, complete crossover diva slash women's wrestlers at the same time. So, you know, she had the best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm. I guess maybe it won't be in Canada then. The next year. That's what I thought. That was the rumor that Canada got it for the 30th. Yeah, but I guess not.
Huh. Yeah, so she'll be in. Well-deserved. Then you had the end segment was Vince and Paul Heyman. They supposedly ushered out Punk and started the whole Vince Heyman segment where, you know, Vince had evidence on Heyman, you know, being shady and this and that. And I expected some kind of twist or turn, and it was just like, yep, here's the video. There it was. And he's like, don't, you know, it wasn't me.
I just thought that was hilarious. I did thought that was funny. The one point that I would like to bring up, that what I love about Heyman is that, God, that gift the gab is beautiful. Beautiful. Because when Vince asked him, have you ever told a lie?
That was the best answer.
Like, I wanted to vote for him after that. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, to pretty much just say, I'm a wrestling promoter, and that's exactly what wrestling promoters do. And you're like, yeah, that's, there you go, man. And yelling at Vince in the ring. It's like, yeah, there you go.
God damn, he can sell water to a whale, man.
So that was good. And I'm sure, you know, they got a whole lot more building and everything else to do. But they capped it off with, he's about to get fired, and Brock Lesnar comes out. Now, again, I'm sure they're going to do whatever they're going to do with the storyline. But and I'm glad to see Brock back because, I mean, he just entertains me throwing people around and shit. And, you know, they do need another one of those characters like that. And going into Mania, that's another big guy they have in there. But what exactly would keep your job if you were about to get fired and you had some big motherfucker walk in the front door and throw your boss against the floor? Like, I don't think when he woke up, you now got your job back. So, it's cool. And Vince took it like a champ. I mean, he sold the shit out of that. But,
that was pretty, to me, I don't remember the Triple H bump, but that was probably one of the best bumps I've seen him take in the ring. That was, because we all know he takes shitty stunners, but that was dope.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I think he, like, off the mat.
Oh, yeah. And I'm interested to see where it goes, you know, so I guess it did its job because now I do want to see next Monday to see what happens and stuff like that, but I just can't see how you explain someone keeping their job after somebody fucks you up that was about to fire, you know.
Well, I don't know, maybe he'd be in a coma and he can't do nothing, I don't know.
Yeah, who knows. Like, oh, you're right, since your boy whooped my ass, man, you're good, you can have your job.
Well, I guess now, you know, you don't want to fire Heyman or Lesnar because now you know. Son-in-law is another podcast likes to call him if one of his revenge. So, in a sense, I guess he does keep their job just for that. So,
show. Yeah. It'd be interesting to see, too, like what they do now, you know, with Punk and Brock on the same team. That's kind of what I expected to kick off after they had Punk team up with Heyman when they did the whole, you know, car thing and he pulled up. And I'm like, oh, shit, it's about to go down now because he's got Lesnar. And then Lesnar was just gone. So I'm interested to see what they do with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same here. I'm
going to
feel that.
Yeah, I kind of wish that things would be switched around a little bit. And just at least status-wise, too, that, like a Ryback would be where Biggie Langston is. And then you'd have your Heyman, Punk, and Lesnar. And then you'd have your Ryback, Ziggler, and... AJ. So, you know, you'd have your manager role, you'd have your wrestler, and then you'd have your big powerhouse. Because Big E Langston, no matter he might play as like a big body or whatever, you're not going to put him anywhere near the main event. Or, I mean, they didn't even put the guy in the Rumble. So, you know, I mean, just status-wise, I would think like if they had like the Ryback and like then they end up squaring off Ryback and Lesnar. And I mean, it could be big stuff, you know, but I don't know. I don't know what angle they're going to go. It definitely interests me. So even though I didn't think either one of these shows were any good, that's a couple of things gave me hope that they're going to do something entertaining going towards Mania.
Okay. They got time to make the magic happen. So,
And I told people too, I'm gonna have a WrestleMania party, which I don't even know if I've ever done that in my life. But
I do miss those.
I'm actually gonna order it, and then you know whoever wants to come through and shit. I mean, now that I hear your story, I gotta fuck my house up. Like, you know what I mean? Like I gotta.
That's what people come back.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to compete with that so people go on other podcasts and be like, you won't believe the shit I just seen in this bullshit house.
Your wife will fucking kill you.
Don't take that out. Don't take that. Leave that right where it is. I got a plan.
I even took pictures. I'm so horrible.
She's fucked up.
I was just so in shock. Like, what the hell happened? He used to be so neat. The king of wearing polos before polos were in. You didn't get out of the black community. And then all of a sudden, oh, my God. Like, I'm surprised he doesn't have roaches. And he has, like, this is so horrible. And he has, like, this cat who looks crazy, looks straight off the alley. I said, what's the name of your cat? Oh, I don't know. I just call her Kendrick the Kiki. I'm like, what? Like, what do you mean? it was a whole new world, I must say. It's like you step into a different dimension because the outside of the house looks so nice. And you go in there and it's just bad times.
Damn.
Motherfucking times is all I gotta say.
So that's when we got on the WWE. I don't know if you got any other topics or anything else.
National Wrestling, WWE, CZW. My internet even still working. It's raining hard where I live. How about you? Are you having storms and stuff?
Yeah, it's raining. The wind is blowing hard as hell. Like it's. I don't need no more of this wind. They got on the news. I seen this shit this morning. They were casual. They're just like, yeah, you know, the winds might kick up to like 50 miles an hour sometimes, and just like, wow, they're getting real comfortable with this wind and shit. That used to be a big deal. And then we get hit with 90-mile-an-hour winds and rips this whole area apart. They're like, yeah, 50-mile-an-hour here and there. I'm like, well, shit.
After Sandy, that ain't nothing now. That's just like a poke in the arm.
Yeah, but you almost miss it. You almost miss it. They're on the news and they're like, yeah, you know, I might kick up to 50 or something. You're like, oh, shit, I got to move garbage cans. Yeah. I had to take my, I got like a, I think it's like 8 foot 49er flag in front of my house. So I was like, oh, I gotta pull that shit in. That shit'll be snap fucking Super Bowl. My shit'll be broke. So.
How much was that?
Huh?
How much was that?
Like $50.
Yeah, I figured that's expensive. Yeah, bring that up here. Definitely bring. Well, I know you did by now. I was gonna say bring that shit.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's in. Yeah, I brought it in when I got home from work.
Yeah,
yep.
Right there, those Jones ain't cheap at all.
Nope.
As I'm on my Shiznit page right now, trying to look at some. Have you seen the clip of that fan who got mad that Punk won? I mean, Punk lost. The fat kid spazzing out. Have you seen that?
Oh, the fat kid and he broke his shit. Yeah. He's snapping DVDs and stuff. Yeah, that's when you need another hobby. That's when keeping it real goes wrong, as Chappelle would say.
Oh, I can tell you something. If you hear about where's I gotta go to my page for this. ABC News. One of the ABCs, I don't think it's the one in Philly, I don't think it was the, Channel 6 or whatever, but featured a story on a wrestler in Mexico. And his name is R.J. Brewer. Brewer, have you heard about this?
No.
All right. This is gold. Hopefully I'll explain this properly. So I'm trying to find the links I might put on my page about him. But anyway. So R.J. Brewer might be the only non-Mexican and non-masked up wrestler in AAA, I think it is. I think it's AAA. And but basically his gimmick is that he is an anti, oh, God damn it, I'm messing all up, I forgot the name of it. Basically, he don't want no Mexicans jumping over the border. Fuck that shit. You should stick to the code and get in America like everybody else. So he is an advocate of embarrassing and holding up border patrol. And this is a white man, literally, like right now he got his head shaved, so he's kind of skinheadish. In Mexico, yelling at all the Mexicans about how they're border jumpers and illegal immigrants. This is his gimmick. So. The news reporter is asking him, is this legit or is this part of your character? And he's like, I'm, in wrestling, is our personality turned up a whole lot of notches, but this is really me. I don't approve of Mexicans border jumping. And it has promos of him at the border ready to uphold the law if any Mexicans tries to jump and run into the United States. And his gimmick, his last name, the name that he chose, is based off the Mexican president, I guess. He claims that he's her son. And so he's there in his promotion to uphold the law, so to speak. But his real name, if I could find it, a buddy of mine told me his real name. But he's actually a former Ring of Honor wrestler.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and his last name was like Walters.
John Walters?
John Walters, yeah, it's him.
Oh, shit. He's going to get himself killed over there.
So if anybody's listening, you really need to Google BJ, shit, what'd I say? Brewer. BJ Brewer, because it's really funny. And, I mean, he comes out. I think he has a group that says he might have like a stable called White Right or something is right or something.
Shit.
Some craziness. I think it's worth the look. And I think this is gold because I know, and I know, how can I say? something like this is so realistic. It's so close to home where they live. I mean, I'm surprised he hasn't got stabbed yet.
Yeah, they don't fuck around in Mexico, so.
No, but the funny thing is their sales has doubled with him being the heel. Crazy, right? He ain't never leaving Mexico unless it's in a box.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. Shit, I never heard about that.
Yes, I thought it was pretty interesting. One of my, I think my third mic put it in. My third mic, Armand, he put that joint up. And I'm lying. Gigi, no, I'm lying. Gigi found it. Gigi found this. Don't know how he found it, but he found it. And I saw it. I just couldn't stop laughing. I'm like, this is great. You know? Actually, I've been saying for years that they need a racist, somebody who hates black people in wrestling.
They were doing that with Chavo until Eddie died.
True that. that's not close to home.
Yeah.
That wasn't good enough.
But, yeah, Chavo was straight up with that until, until he lost Eddie, and then he's like, oh, I'm a Guerrero again. Never mind, next year.
That's right. I'm Mexican again.
Yeah, he was doing that whole thing riding around golf carts, and his name was, what was it, something white. And he would say, if it ain't white, it ain't right, and that whole thing. Yeah,
it ain't right.
Yeah, I forget what I forget what his first name was when Chavo was the
was it Chad? It was a really white name, like Chad or something of that nature.
Kerwin White.
Oh, Kerwin White. There we go.
Yeah, Kerwin White.
Kerwin.
Mm. Yeah.
that's called punishment. That type of gimmick. That is a straight up fucking punishment.
Yeah.
What he did to get that gimmick. But he must have did something really bad for that. Kerwin White. Jesus.
Well, yeah, I mean, I ain't got nothing else. I don't know if you want to, just do some plugs and wrap it up or.
Yeah, why not? Let me see. If y'all don't know, I do make wrestling t-shirts for people to buy. And if you are a wrestler listening to it, I do make t-shirts for you to sell. So go to gimmickwrestlingtees.com. You can hit me up there. Well, check out my work. And also go to the contact, so hit me up. Or go buy some t-shirts, please, at the gimmick store. So go to gimmickwrestlingtees.com, gimmicks level with M. Follow me on Twitter at GimmicksTees with one M. Fan page, same name, all that good stuff. And I feel like it's something else. Oh, if you're going to National Pro Wrestling Day, I will be there. Stop by my merch table, say hi, and buy an awesome t-shirt. Besides me, I will have ACH there with his new awesome t-shirt that I did. So that should be really cool. And since I probably won't be on here next week, I'll be at another promotion J Cat loves, Pro Wrestling Syndicate. And I'll be selling there too. So catch me if you can, buy an awesome t-shirt. There we go.
Yep, and you got your show tomorrow night, right?
I sure do. What's the best way to pull this off? Go to Blog Talk Radio, go to CSTCnetwork.com. You can find me probably faster there. The Shiznit is the name of my show, DASHIZZNETT. Kind of like that dude that Jeff Jarrett saying. There we talk about, nonsense news, what black or white person did something dumb today. That's pretty funny. Indie news and rumors, as we like to call them, but a lot of independent news. We really try to promote independent wrestling and, of course, some WWE stuff. We will rarely talk about TNA. I mean, rarely. Right. Yeah, I mean, we do have guests from time to time. That we'll be picking up sometime next month with some guests from the independent scene that you should love. So check us out. We're pretty funny. We act the fool. We got some great sound bites. We got a police siren when shit gets crazy.
There you go.
So check it out. I mean,
yeah. So to shout out a few more of my podcast friends. Wrestling Soup. Check them out, WrestlingSoup.com. They do their show tomorrow night. The Sports Den's on right now. You can go to their Facebook page, The Sports Den. Women Love Wrestling. They're on, I think, right now or tonight or something. And Stern Nation, check out their Facebook page, and you can check them on there. Two Moms, One Show, that's my girl, and Anthony Missionary Thomas's girl, do their show on Tuesday nights. I'll be back here next Wednesday night. Yolanda, thanks for, you know, coming on so spur of the moment. Definitely going to, you know, schedule you on, you know, in February, more of a expected date rather than a, hey, yo, what you up to right now? You know, I definitely, you know, thank you for coming through, though, because I wasn't down for doing a solo show tonight. So,
It's all good. It's always a pleasure.
Awesome. Well, before we get out of here, I'm going to play. I didn't want to put it in the middle of the show or anything because it's long as hell. I've been doing, keeping up and playing on the show, the whole battle going back and forth between Meek Mill and Cassidy. And I just got this track that he did, and it's a 10-minute track that Cassidy just puts the shit on Meek Mill. Like I said, 10 minutes. He switches beats throughout the song. The shit's bananas. So I figure I'll play us out with this. So for Yolanda, I'm J. Cat Morris, and I'll be back next week. Peace.
Busting exclusive open like a brick of dough. DJ Diggs and DJ Muff, the epitome of sex, drugs, and rock and roll, bitch nigga.
Everybody know Cassidy, that's what he do, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't easy to get around them punchlines he gonna bring to you in the battle. I don't care what you say, how it sound back then, or you ain't getting around that in no battle that easy, you know what I'm saying? Boy, that's what he do professionally. He been doing it. I've seen Cassidy been in probably more than 5,000 battles, and I don't think he had one L. And I don't think a new guy just gonna step up and give him that L that easy.
You should have took your own fucking advice. You know you not fucking with me. I used to help you write your rap, give you tips on how to get better. I used to tutor you. Now you want to disrespect your teacher? Well, you got a problem on your hands that you can't deal with, bitch. Hey, yo, you ain't got nothing on me. They couldn't wait for me to dish you in the song, cause you was fucking corny. Remember when you used to run up on me like,
Cass, please listen to my song.
You used to play this shit like this a hit, Cass. I was thinking, man, that shit trash. Why play this shit? You said Cosmic Cap gave you shit, cause they ain't never play this shit. If you ain't mean it, why you say this shit? Now your song getting played every day and shit. So you gassed up, but I still eat your ass up. You turned into a fag to get your cash up, but I'd rather be broke than get my ass fucked. I started off with 50 Cent, I ain't lying, but I'ma get rich or die trying like a half buck. Yo, my balls are raw, it could get bagged up, but yours got mad cut and not the kind of scab up. Yup, this what I'ma do to you. Kill you in the battle, then while Lakers say a poem at your funeral. Cause you wasn't getting bread then. Now you trying to ride out, but you coming down a dead end. You was a fucking bum. You couldn't even get your braids fucking done. It looked like you was growing dreads. And we know I turned to Christ like SIBO, but in jail was the only time I hung around a CEO. I'm the illest MC, yo. Why you wanna try me? Man, I'm the SHIT. You niggas shook up like Ali. I spit cook up. You don't wanna be hooked up to an IV. You would rather eat a whole bowl full of dog shit than drink a cup full of hog spit before you try me. R.I.P. See the mortician, boy. I ain't doing no more sweating. Get your door kicked in. Come on, you be drawn, nigga. I ain't bullshitting. How you go on Twitter twitting at the bull snitching? Listen, you better off trying to make a verse, cause the shit that you twit just only only gonna make it worse. You a dry snitch trying to say that I snitch. Bitch, I never opened my lips with a paperwork. You was in pit going to court with a PD. No commissary, couldn't even make a cheat sheet. When I was locked up, I was on TV. Soon as dudes turn on the news, they would see me. So yeah, they put me on PC, I'm not debating. For the first month, did the final seven on population. I hate talking about the past, but wild shit be coming out your mouth cause you talking out your ass. But watch how you talk when you talking about cash, cause I'm seriously offended. Don't get your career ended, you finished. Your whole career is a gimmick. You must have lost your damn mind screaming all the damn time. You can't rhyme, and if it wasn't for Charlie Mack, you wouldn't even have a house to have a house party at. You could hardly rap, all you do is make party tracks. Niggas know meat sounds so weak on a slow beat. You blew up fast, but now you got a slow leak. All you gonna hear about is how Cass aired you out. Who cares about how you supposed to be rich or how you ride in your ghost? Rollie on your wrist. Bitch, you really hype, but you ain't even reppin' Philly right. You not a big willy just cause you know how to willy bite, right? It's like I was 16 doing it. You cockroach, I'm the dopest nigga you seen doing it. Don't make me put you on that Summer Jam screen in them dirty ass jeans and the sneakers with the wings on it. Your first album in that compilation flop, cause you tell a bunch of lies and you exaggerate a lot. Stop saying you was making guap hustling cause you wasn't. You never had keys like a combination lock. That ice moistened nights and that imitation watch. So why you always rapping about how much cake you got? You a son of a bitch trying to imitate your pop, and you never was a thug. Why you imitating pop? You was wrong for doing that song Tupac back. I seen the video like, where the fuck is Tupac at? Then saw your boss like, nah, Tupac not fat. I had Philly on lock before Tupac got clapped. You know me, a OG in the game. On point like Derrick Rose before he hurt his knee in the game. For 10 years I've been the dopest MC in the game. How you expect to keep respect long as me in the game? See, your name was Meek Mills, and now it's Meek Mills. You couldn't even keep the fucking C in your name. You the biggest pussy in the game. I got you cat shook. Cassidy losing to Meek. Now how does that look? Why you drop that song Repo? That was a whack look. The streets know them people need to repo your rap book. I'm back, look, this what I prayed for. You dug your own grave, boy. That's what I made this song rave for. And Meek, how you gonna wage war when the GDs made MMG shut down they paid tour? You getting paid, I got paid more. Way more. I just get it and spin it. I should have saved more. I signed a deal when you was in the sixth grade, boy. You got some nice whips, but none of them shits is paid for. Man, you leased it. Don't keep it a damn secret. You could front for a couple of months, but you can't keep it. And everybody notice you niggas is fucking bogus. You might as well pre-order your rest in peace, boy. You niggas about to go night-night. Dwayne the Snoochers. Fuck them all.
I buried those cockroaches.
This ain't about who the richest and who the brokest. This is about who the dopest, the nigga focus. You moved from Philly, you only in the city, cause in LA, Big U signed your eviction notice. You jokers better keep your mouth closed. I was a household name, for you was coming out your household. I roll with a bunch of goons, so I'm extra safe, but I still gotta keep the weapon on me just in case. You know, I don't wanna catch a case, but I never keep the safety on my weapon. I ain't trying to keep my weapon safe. You extra fake, show some respect, cause I was there when all you used to wear was dirty ass V-neck. Yeah. You spit a bunch of BS, you don't want it with me. I get fucking busy, ain't nobody fucking with me. Under Digney, I've been gritty all my damn life. Damn right, you might go flow, but you can't write. You not trying to go to jail or lose your damn life if we start beefing, so let's keep it on the damn mic. Fuck all the damn hype, this about bars. It's not about Rollies, it's not about cars. It's not about YSL or Audemars. You jumped off my dick to dick ride raw. Keep your eyes on the sparrow, me. Cause riding up a nigga's dicks is not a good way to travel, me. So get off, yeah, you tried to get your shit off, but your shit's soft. You gon' get your head ripped off. And all the frontin' that you doing got me pissed off. Nothing that you write true, that's why I don't like you. I don't know who hyped you, all your bars recycling. Fuck who got opinions, you know you not winning. I've been hot from the beginning. Son, you got problems when they tired of your style after one album. I'm not finished, you the dude I'ma chew up. You my son, one of my sperm cells that grew up. Yup, I bought you in this world and I could take you out. Then let your bitch and my dick start making out. You already know every radio station about to have this song bumping like a nigga that's breaking out. Look, you could put my raps in the crack file. That style you got, not yours, that's CD crack style. And that's foul. I told you to switch your rap style a while back. Let him get his style back. You not a loud pack, you a black mile, you just rap loud. And you wild whack cause you rap with another
Emperor Meek Williams, I'ma kill him. And I could care less if he catch feeling. The meek shall inherit the earth. Well, that's exactly what Meek gonna inherit when he's buried in dirt. Meek, you never should've spit that verse. I ain't loaded Lux, but you know what's up. You about to get that work, yeah. Get that doctor, get that nurse in the hospital bed. You gon' get that first, yeah. Get that casket, get that hearse. Get that pastor, get that church. Your career dead, yeah. And you can keep sleeping on me, but I'm about to blow up like an airbag, you airhead. I keep it gutter, nigga. Word to mother, nigga. You signed to a nigga that signed to another nigga. With a 360 deal, so that mean anytime you get money, you split money with other niggas. You break bread, your homies to say I love you, nigga. But they not supporting you, they extorting you. When you was broke, all them niggas was not around. But now look at all of the niggas you got around. Yeah, you popping now, but if you stop getting chiseled, all them niggas with you gon' start to get forgetful. I've been through it before, I'm not gon' bullshit you, it's official. Same shit, different toilet tissue. It's like they might shoot they pistol, but if somebody gets shot, then the cops gon' come and get you. That's your case, they only know your face. And you can't afford it, nigga, even if you're dope street. Yeah. It's a slow wait, plus you on probation. And being caged in is a fucked up situation. Fucked up. I'm trying to school you cause you my kid. And I'm concerned you gotta learn from the dumb shit that you done did. Dummy. But you always been a stupid kid. You got a little brain even though your head's stupid big. And you might be getting up in some puss, but
what you think? You getting girls now cause of your looks?
What? You look like an animal in the face. You remind me of that monkey on Planet of the Apes. Wait, I see panic in your face. I know I'm scaring you, this the cockroach barrier. I'm too hot and got too much material. But you annoying, I'm getting tired of hearing you. You so pussy, you probably get the venereal disease. Meek, I'm your father, out of your league. You know your whole team weak. And you was mad Kendrick Lamar, so more than your ass, nigga, I seen a tweet. My nigga Jag made you have your worst nightmare. Lost any fam right here, and we don't fight fair. And we ain't like y'all squad, cause we all ride. Meek, you be looking all nervous with the frog eyes. And Rough Riders gon' ride with me too. So Robert ass is dead, and ain't shit you could do. Nothing. Plus the rest of your niggas could get it too. I get it them right after I get it you.
Yeah, I said it.
The rest of your niggas could get it too. I get it them right after I get it you. Faggot.